Radio's dirty little secret. And it's all legal.
Alan,
you have been described by your enemies as evil, insane, manipulative. Who are you?
To examine it would be to, like, demystify it.
Take it with a tasty group, okay?
Wow.
Definitely makes me cringe.
Very, very, very painful.
One, two, three, take it. Take it, come on. God damn it. Could you one time take it? What the
f***? You're disgusting.
It's showtime!
It's the Alan Cox Show. 100.7.
You ignorant trick bastard.
WMMS.
Cleveland.
What's going on, everybody? Good afternoon. Hi there. Greetings and all that. Whatever's going on. Chilly day today. My name is Alan Cox. Thanks for showing up. Say hi to Bill Squire. He's right over there, too.
Hey, creepy hugs, everyone. Thanks for watching and listening to this episode of the Alan Cox Show titled Bay of the Bread.
Ha.
It's in honor of Tom Papa.
Oh, yeah, Tom Papa's coming
in today.
He's
a bread guy.
He is.
And Grandma says hi.
Show Baked over on the Food Network, which is not a pod show. I was sad to find out. Erica Lauren's right here, too.
Pageant Wave, everybody. Happy Friday.
She did some baking for us.
I did bake. I wonder if Tom Papa will try one of my cookies.
I'm sure he would. Why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They didn't turn out as exactly like I made them the other day.
I like
cooked
them
a little too long. Good. Pound cake said there was too much salt. I don't know. I feel like I failed.
This is a good look for you.
The glasses?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm trying out these blue light blocking glasses because the fluorescence in here bother me. And screen, you know, being on the screen all day has been driving me nuts. But my vision is still good.
Can I try them on?
Yeah.
I just want to see, like, if
I mean, I can
difference.
See without them. I have LASIK eyes. They're no prescription.
They're cosmetic glasses.
They're cosmetic, but they have the blue light blocking feature. So you can even tell, like, outside things look a little less blue.
Still a good look. Very studious.
They look better on me, though.
Not a good look on Bill.
Look at me.
He looks like he's doing
too small.
He's doing grandparent cosplay.
You mean they're not supposed to splay out?
You're wearing ladies' frames.
Yeah, they're women's frames. You would need, like, the larger size. Yeah, I like these, though. I liked the color. Because it's, like, tan and brown as opposed to, like... or like white and brown as opposed to the tan and brown. What do they call it?
Turtle shell.
Yeah.
Hey, Pound Cake's back behind the glass.
Afternoon, white people. Happy Friday.
He got licked yesterday. If you weren't here for yesterday's show.
Any pimples on your nose? Any rash?
He wiped it off.
Yeah, none as of yet. I got people hitting me up. They were like, oh, shut up. It's not the first time a white man licked you. Like, why are you acting all...
A white man.
I guarantee no one said to you, that's not the first time a white man has licked you.
It sounds like something you would say.
I have a text message in my phone right now that says...
Oh, from a friend, not a listener.
Yeah, a friend.
Okay. Well, yeah, right. A friend would say it to you, not a listener.
How are you going
to
be acting all crazy on the radio about a white man licking your face when you know the...
Well, what does it matter what color Bill is?
Do you tell that friend to shut up?
What's him being a white guy got to do with it?
He said it ain't the first time or the last. Well, because...
People just can't have a good time.
Just
have a good time. Why can't your friends calm down? Why can't they play along? Tell them to get a life, man.
I put $25 of gas in my tank today.
Where did you get that $25?
I got that from licking Pound Cake's nose.
From Erica.
That was nice.
Well, I made my money back yesterday and then some. I'm in the black. Yeah. I made $15 yesterday on Venmo.
Again, why is it got to be black? Can we all get along? Can we all just get along?
Not opaque. Or is it opaque?
What?
What's the opposite of clear?
Opaque?
Yeah, she's in the opaque.
There you go.
Oh, right, yeah.
If you'd like to join us, please feel free, 216-578-1007 or 800-348-1007. 35192, if you want to send me a text. Comedian Craig Ferguson is feeling ill, and so he will join us on Monday instead of
Poor
today.
Chap.
However, Joe Perry of Aerosmith will be with us around 3:50. He's going on a short tour. He's got a new album out. Our friend Tom Papa will be in here around 4:20. Next week's an exciting week. You know, Craig Ferguson on Monday. Jason Mewes will be in here on Wednesday.
Cool.
Oh, that's very cool. I'm featuring for him when he's at the Improv.
He's doing his Amusing Stories tour. And then our friend Dave Attell is back next week.
Nice.
Ooh, big week.
Big week.
What's his name?
Dave Attell. I will not call him Dave Chappelle. That was the time before last that he was here. Last time he was here.
You nailed it.
Mm-hmm. I had a card in front of me, and it was because I was so terrified of brain farting. I've been texting friends of mine who live in the Los Angeles area all morning.
Scary.
It's really scary. Yeah. A couple of them have had to evacuate.
What happened now?
Another fire.
There's one in Northern California that has destroyed a town called Paradise, California. 27,000 people. The town is gone. And so that's Northern California. And then there's a thing called the Woolsey Fire that's in the L.A. area. And I mean, these poor people in Thousand Oaks who are dealing with the shooting, and now the fire
is... They have to evacuate,
A friend of mine from high school lives in Thousand Oaks. He had to evacuate.
Wow.
Another friend of mine lives... I texted Miles. He's in Burbank.
Is he evacuating?
I haven't heard back from him, but I mean, there's a fire. The fire jumped the 101. If you're familiar with Los Angeles, and I know we have a lot of listeners around that area, jumped the 101. Some of it hit the LA Zoo, which is just south of Burbank. And one of my best friends lives in Glendale, which is just a few miles east of that. And so I'm like, are you guys... I'm texting him every few weeks. Are you guys okay?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. He goes, we're still here. You know, we haven't evacuated, but friends of ours that live in Thousand Oaks have evacuated.
But where do you go? Where do you evacuate?
Anywhere
you
away
go to a
from
hotel?
Your house.
Or, yeah, I mean, there are celebrities who live because they're Malibu is part of this whole thing. And so
Calabasas is close to
the Kardashians
well.
Have left their house. Alyssa Milano. Guess who else lives in Calabasas?
Who? Jeffree Star?
Who was bragging to me about his mansion in Calabasas?
Oh, Devin Sawa. But he's in Greece. He's safe, thank God.
Yeah, but he comes back and his house is going to be burned down to the
ground. But at least he's safe.
I couldn't help but thinking, at least he's safe. You're right. I couldn't help thinking, but a weirdo brag that was when he tweeted me. Listeners were tweeting this actor, Devin Sawa, that I said he was probably in a homeless shelter, just being cheeky, whatever. I really don't know. I know him from one movie. And he was like, oh, I have a mansion in Calabasas and a Ferrari. And I was like, what a weird thing to respond to me with.
Well, he responds.
Very strange.
To everyone.
Right. But this is a guy who could have said, hey, you know, I'm doing well. I got a wife. I got kids. I got a great life.
He could have said something like.
He didn't do that. He said, oh, I got a mansion, a Ferrari, and these two pit bulls.
I was researching a role. That's why I was at that homeless shelter.
Cool, bro. Yeah, no, it's all good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Calabasas, Alyssa Milano has had to leave her home. Rainn Wilson is out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been texting the people that I know out there trying to find out if they're okay. And for now, they have been, but Jesus.
Scary.
Especially Thousand Oaks, which is literally still smarting from that nightclub shooting. And now they've got this fire coming through. Imagine if you're a family that has intersected with both of those. Hey, my son got killed and I have to leave my house because it might be burning down.
I would feel like I was cursed at that point.
You'd feel something.
Yeah.
Some kind of way, as you kids say.
Well,
Some type of way.
So I did see that one guy had survived the Vegas shooting and was killed in this shooting.
Oh, he was killed.
Is that not insane? That's how you know that
we have a gun problem.
Mass shootings are a problem when people are getting hit by two.
By the way, I get tired of all these people who be like, there aren't that many. We just hear about them a lot. The FBI just released a report. They're like, oh, they're way on the rise. Mass shootings are way on the rise. So stop this nonsense about
all
how
over
we,
the world.
We,
though, right?
We just hear no, just here.
Oh, okay.
That we just hear about.
If you look
more,
at any chart with our gun deaths versus any other country in the world. Including militarized countries that are having wars right now.
But that's the but to your point of the person who survives one shooting and dies in another one. It's like the guys that come back from two tours overseas and a guy stabbed in a bar fight or something.
Yeah, or Chris Kyle or whatever.
Right, American Sniper.
Catch me outside, how about that?
That cash me outside girl probably makes more money than you.
I don't need your little petty ass money. Here you go.
And now more crap you don't want to hear.
Y'all don't know shit.
It's the Alan Cox Show.
On 100.7 WMMS.
Yeah. 216-578-1007, 800-348-1007 if you want to join us.
Who's this?
Lady Sovereign.
Ah, I thought so.
I will have another $1,000 for you to win in about 10 minutes or so. $1,000 bribe at the bottom of every hour. So good luck when those come around. If you want to text me, 35192. Number to do that, alancoxshow.com for all the other stuff. The video stream is there if you want to watch that and share and subscribe and like and comment and all of it. Cavaliers are off tonight. They will play the Bulls of Chicago tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. A friend of mine was randomly passing around the starting five announcements of the 1996 NBA Finals.
Oh.
And so I'm watching, which included, by the way, Ron Harper, who I think was a rookie with the Cavs.
Yeah.
But he won a lot of rings with the Bulls.
I love Ron Harper.
And so, 96, it was Jordan, who had just come back. He had already retired once. Jordan, Rodman, Pippen Longley, Luke Longley. And I was looking, I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was kind of cool to see, kind of nostalgic. And I was like, they all look like 50-year-old men. Like, the NBA now looks so young.
Yeah.
But you go back and look at these guys, and they were...
Well, that's one of the gripes that people have.
They had, like, mustaches and stuff.
Well, but they all just look like big, grown-ass men.
Yeah.
It was a very different league back then, too. I mean, you were playing it was a lot more physical. You weren't shooting as many outside shots. It was a lot more banging in the paint. It was more compact, not spread out. So, it was a very, very different NBA. And if you go to, like, the LeBron versus Michael Jordan memes that are all over the internet, there's ones talking about how Michael Jordan was playing against guys that were kind of doughy and not as athletic as LeBron plays against. Like, LeBron's playing against some people that are the best, like, in the best shape on the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the NBA wasn't like that when Jordan was playing.
That's what I mean.
But Jordan was also getting knocked on his ass probably more often.
Right.
I don't know.
There were more elbows, but there also seemed to be more dad bods back then.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Cleveland scene, which I enjoy a great deal, but I assume is not crawling with diehard sports fans over there. They had an article called Area Garbage Basketball Team Debuts Garbage Jersey Design.
Not going to lie, that's quite a headline.
Well, it caught my eye. I would have gone right past it otherwise.
It caught a lot of people's eye. Which was kind of the point, I'm sure.
And the new City Edition uniforms is like a lightning bolt cutting across the middle, and the upper half is orange, and
no,
the bottom...
No, it's like the waves of a lake.
Pardon me?
That's what it is.
That's what... It's a throwback to the design in the mid-90s.
Well, I wasn't here then, so to me it looks like a lightning bolt. So it's supposed to be the lake, though the bottom half is blue. The lake.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, they do play anything. So
cool. They don't have to win, they just have to play.
That's right.
I think the jerseys are cool.
Here's the thing. I like this.
I don't know what's wrong with the other ones.
They got to sell.
Well, they do it for flair
and sell
more jerseys.
Some of the City Editions are really cool. Like the Brooklyn Nets have Biggie Smalls inspired jerseys that are really, really cool.
They have bullet holes in them?
Haha. No, they're just really big.
Yeah, they're huge. XXXL.
It's got like trim that would be his style, I guess.
I like these better than last year's, because last year's looked like Buffalo Wild Wings uniforms.
Mm. That's what these look
gray
like to me.
Yellow.
These look like FedEx delivery driver.
FedEx.
I don't love the design of these, but the small details are the things that I do appreciate. Like, they have that little flap underneath, and they have the Great Lakes, and then there's like Lake Erie's highlighted, and then they have one of the five greats on it. So there's little things like that that I appreciate, but the jerseys themselves are butt ugly.
I like a flap underneath. There's one thing I can tell you if you're keeping a diary at home on me. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Alan.
How are you?
I'm good. I was calling about the bar shooting. My daughter lives in Ventura.
Yeah.
She goes to that bar at least twice a week.
Damn.
Luckily, she wasn't there that night, but her roommate was on her way that night, and they knew the girl. The girl took IDs, and she got shot six times.
Damn.
So a lot of people were dragging Ashton Kutcher on Twitter because he said he's married to Mila Kunis, and he tweeted, "My wife threw me a party there for my birthday a few months ago, and we love that place, and I feel so bad for all these people," and everybody was making it sound like he was saying, I barely escaped with my life months ago, or, you know, whatever.
It could have been me.
That kind of thing, yeah, but that's clearly not what he was saying. He was kind of trying to...
She went there at least twice, two times a week, going line dancing, you know, and I'm like, I'm so thank God she wasn't there.
Yes, of course. It's a good thing. Yeah, all right. Yeah, thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
All right. There's this one guy who went out to talk about his son, and it was...
So sad.
Heartbreaking.
I know how people can sit through that and watch that. Like, I can't. That's why I did not get into TV or, like, news. Because I can't do stuff like that. Every, like, entry-level position there, like, you're going out to the murder scenes and the sites of where people died, and you have to ask the families, like, how do you feel? Like, how do you think they feel?
Yeah, but that's your job.
I can't, that's why I can't do it.
Hmm. But there have to be ways to get that information from people that, you know, at least... there seem to be certain situations in which jamming a microphone in someone who's mourning's face seems really, really inappropriate. And there are other times, especially like this, where there are a lot of people involved.
Well, you want to get the message out. If you don't report the news, we can't act like it didn't happen, you know?
Well, and spotlight these people who were victims of
victims,
this.
You know, yeah,
that's what the guy was doing. He's like, my son was great, and...
Just don't want to exploit people.
But if they don't want to be on there, they don't have to.
They would say, I don't
want
to talk to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're probably doing this in a way to tell their story and make it real for people so that people will see them mourning and actually say, oh, this is a real problem. These aren't crisis actors.
But then once that happens, then all the rumors come out talking about, oh, these people are crisis actors.
Yeah, to a small fraction of people.
To conspiracy theory jag-offs.
But these people are still getting death threats, and, like, your kid didn't really die in Sandy Hook. Like, that's I would not want to do it.
I would hopefully think that over time...
Hopefully.
Well, all you can hope for, you can't control it, all you can hope for is that over time, more and more people look at that stuff as clearly as nonsense. I mean, there are always going to be trolls, but there's simply no denying that real people are really dead because of these situations. Mm-hmm. So I get an email last night. It says, "Hi, Alan. I just wanted to say hello because I found out we are cousins."
Hmm.
Our dads are brothers. My dad's name is Richard. Well, that's one of my dads.
Say your uncle's name?
Dick Cox is my uncle's name,
okay.
Yes.
Your uncle's name is Dick Cox?
It's Richard Cox.
That is...
Does he go by Dick?
So short-sighted.
I don't know. We don't know any of my dad's family. So I sent it to my mom. I go, is this legit? Lady's name is LaDonna. A white lady named LaDonna. And I go, is this legit? And my mom goes, I think it sounds familiar.
Whoa.
So I'm like, oh, hi, how did this all come about? I don't know, you know, and I'm showing Gwen, and she goes, well, you're always wanting to know about your family. I'm like, I want to know about my past, not my present.
He's a listener.
I'm going to make friends with some 50-year-old cousin.
So, like, hey, big cuz, how are you?
Big cuz.
Come to one of the bar crawls.
Yeah, she goes, I only know Aunt Virginia on Dad's side, and I got curious about everyone else. Aunt Virginia is my dad's sister. He's got one sister and three brothers. Except one of his brothers is dead.
Well, she's just as curious as you are.
Yeah, but I'm curious about where we came from. Not
but she can help
is.
You figure
Maybe
some of that out.
Maybe she can connect the dots.
Yeah, I know. So I
Maybe
said...
Maybe she can explain to you why you're not Native American at all.
What if she tells me I am?
Well, you can't be.
What if
you did
she
the
says,
DNA test.
What if she says fake news? What if they mixed up the DNA tests? What
Switch
if?
Switch the samples.
You move the headstones, but not the bodies. And I said, so where do you guys... They live in Sedan, Kansas, a tiny town in Kansas. Now, here is where the rubber meets the road. Here's where I figure out where she is in life. As I ride her back, I'm just playing this out. I haven't done it yet. I ride her back and I go, Kansas, congratulations on all the big wins there. Because a lot of Kansas flipped
in the
midterms. You have a lot of progressive candidates, and then I'll know where she's coming from.
Is that what you said?
No, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, you already know where she's probably coming from.
No, I don't. I know nothing. I just met the woman. I don't know anything about her.
You didn't look her up on Facebook?
No.
You didn't check out her pics or anything?
I have a feeling maybe if you're a 50-year-old woman in Kansas, you might not be on Twitter.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I don't, you know. No, I didn't look her up. But she's like, yeah.
She emailed you, you said?
She emailed me.
Okay.
Yeah. And she said, my dad said you had a talk show and you look a lot like my dad. I'm assuming my dad looks like your dad. Like, this is the level of discourse. I'm like, well, they are brothers. So, yeah.
Allegedly.
And she's excited.
No, I get it. Yeah. I'm not being crappy to her. I'm just like, you know, oh, hey.
Hey, you're a terrible cousin.
Hmm?
You're a terrible cousin.
No, I'm not a, I'm
he
not
hasn't
a cousin.
Done anything yet.
I haven't done anything.
No, I mean, he is. You are a cousin.
You don't even want to talk to people you're related to now that you know. What are
yes,
you talking
but that's
about?
That's my choice. I know who they are and I hate them. Like,
well,
you
I don't
know who they are and you hate them.
I don't hate anyone. Mm. I'm just saying it was very strange to get that email out of the blue. She said she's my uncle's middle child. I'm like, all right, cool. Sedan, Kansas, right?
Sedan.
I go, cool. Well, that,
probably a lot of
so
corn
how
out
did
there.
It end?
Maybe, huh?
Where'd you leave off?
That's the last email she sent me, like 5 minutes ago. We live in Sedan, Kansas. We're going back and forth now. I know what I'll say. Do you want to be a bureau chief?
Yeah, that's exactly what you should say.
So, what is that?
She had to have Googled you. Like, oh, he has a radio show? Google, Google, Google. Yep.
Well, yeah, probably. That's how she got my email.
Yeah, she's probably watched you drink pee and get shot by paintballs. Throw food at pound cake.
Shot roulette.
Yeah. Yeah. Sedan, Kansas.
That's a lot to take in when you don't even know a person.
It's a couple hours north of Oklahoma City. It's right on the border. Again, it's really not a lot to take in. I'm just kind of like, I'm not sure like where to go with it. Like, oh, cool. It's not like I go.
Talk about you.
It's not like I'm going to go, well, let's go have a drink. Right?
Well, no, yeah.
But if she was here, would you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
Yeah, if she was like, oh, my God, I live in Cleveland, too. I go, cool, let's go have dinner. Yeah, but I you know.
$1,000 could buy you a lot of things out in Sedan, Kansas.
Sedan, Kansas.
I have like 12 cousins out there that I don't know.
In Kansas?
No, but just like out in the world.
In the world.
Yeah, my mom doesn't talk to my uncle anymore, so we don't have any contact with his kids. And I don't think he does either. I think his ex-wife has contact with them.
Well, that's how my mom was with her one brother, but he never had kids. So the only cousins we have are on my dad's side.
There's like at least 12 or 13 kids walking around with my DNA, and I don't know them.
Now, I would have liked to have met my cousins when we were all teenagers, because if there were any hot ones in there, then you've
there
got
you, go.
You know what I mean? Now, at this point
right,
in my life, everyone's married.
Fantasy, yeah.
Everyone's got kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different thing.
I know the one girl that was my age, the one cousin that was my age, she had a kid at 16. So, I don't know anything else about the rest of them, and I knew that.
I have so many cousins because of on my mom's side, my grandparents split up pretty young and then had a whole slew of different, like, husbands and wives. So there's, like, my mom's side of the family is spread all across the country, and there's probably, like, 30 or 40 cousins, I feel
like. Do you know them?
I've met most of them, I feel like, but I'm not close with any of them.
You guys want to talk to Nate, our old intern who just had a kid?
New dad,
Nate.
Hello, guys.
Hello. How's the kid?
Oh, she is wonderful. She, you know, when we're trying to sleep, she's a bit of a pain, but other than that...
Yeah, imagine that.
I know, right?
Babies are so noisy when they're at that age.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Whether it's out the mouth or out the butt.
So she's a month old now.
Yeah, I'm 1 month old.
And are you still terrified?
Yep.
Well,
we just had a doctor's visit today, and apparently she has a very large head. So hopefully she
gets, she is your kid.
She has the thinking power of mom.
A very large head.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
84th percentile.
Okay. Yeah. Well, as long as it's not a problem until she starts trying to crawl, and then she's gonna have a hard time keeping it up. But other than that, she's just rolling around. It's fine.
Yeah. So I called because you guys are talking about covering these sad stories, and I got to tell you, we run into a lot of that in Youngstown. It's probably the worst part of my job.
It's probably nonstop sad stories in Youngstown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. I mean, let's see, this year there's been, I believe, over 20 homicides. And mind you, we are much smaller than Cleveland and much smaller than a lot of these larger markets.
Sure.
And I worked the 11:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. shift for like 3.5 years. So
prime murder time.
Yeah, that's usually when it happens. And it's not only like the worst just emotionally, but like it's socially awkward when you have to try to talk to these people and go, hey, you know, I feel sorry. And like, you know, part of it is, you know, they're going through something horrible. And you're like, well, I have to try to talk to them and get something out of them, but I still have to be like a human being. And then you're like trying to think, should I hug them? Should I not hug them? Like, you know, what do you do? You know, with complete strangers, how do you console them and still try to like get the news out of them?
When is, but just so I'm clear, when is prime murder time?
I said he had 11:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m.
I just want to write that down.
I figured that was prime murder
prime
time.
Prime murder time. Plus, overnight.
You guys coined it. I did not.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Well, it's like hospitals will always tell you. It's like the overnights is like the worst in the emergency room.
The knife and gun club.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
I'd just be afraid of standing in like a spot where someone like got shot. Like, because usually you're in the middle of the hood. Like, you got to travel to the hood and talk to all these people that like just got slaughtered. I'm like,
well,
talk to the people that got slaughtered.
I'm sorry, pound cake. It went off. I was trying to clean it.
So you talked to the people that were slaughtered?
No, I don't talk to.
No,
them.
I was talking to, pound
talking to pound cake. 2:35 in the Alan Cox Show is prime murder time. I like to shoot pound cake.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'd like recently I was trying to go find like a memorial where there was a triple homicide where a small baby was killed as well, and I'm like, I need to bring my bulletproof vest out here because I have.
It's always the worst. It's a small baby. You
know, they may not worry about that for me, but you know. It's something that people have to deal with all the time out there. So,
Are you ready to live?
Is there a like a station issued bulletproof vest you wear?
Yeah, it says WKBN Press right on the back.
Wow. It's got the logo on it. He's like one of those DEA windbreakers.
It's not a logo.
Oh,
it just says it out there. And yeah, and like so that's one thing the police have to deal with too is when these crimes happen. You know, you have like a. I'm not going to call it a murder spree, but
they'll
a streak of them. You have the police have to be more worried about people having guns in their cars because they're afraid of retaliation. So how do they protect themselves? They have a gun in the car.
That's the sound of the police.
Why did you ever think Nate would be the guy out there in the front lines doing the graveyard shift on TV in Youngstown? Good for you.
All right. Well, anyways, that's what I wanted to tell you guys about. What it's like to report out
is that I assume now that the kid's around, the wife's crawling up your ass to get off the graveyard shift.
Oh, I've been off it for.
Oh, you have
now. Yeah, yeah. While she was pregnant, they we switched shifts. It was just fortuitous because someone decided to just quit the industry. So
yeah,
I took over their spot, and now I'm still on the way to work.
Youngstown Television just ground this other person down. They're like, I got to get out. I'm going to go be a librarian or something.
Hey, Nate, if you can get a sitter next weekend, I'm going to be at the Funny Farm. Text me, and I'll set you up with some passes.
All right, cool, man.
All right, congrats, Nate.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's Nate, our old intern.
Interesting.
Who had a baby a month ago.
Yeah, now.
Everybody's squeezing out those cabbages, boy.
I've always thought about that, though. Not about squeezing out cabbages, but just being a news reporter and then, like, going to the hood. And then while you're doing your report, they see the lights and the camera, and someone will pull up on you and just, like, bop, bop, like, just get you. That would be scary.
Mm-hmm. That's like that lady that got shot by that stalker a few years ago.
I can't do that.
That was terrifying.
Mm-mm.
On live, that was a live broadcast, right?
Oh, yep. Right in Virginia. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oof.
Mm-mm. Can't do that.
Yeah, you could. You could do it.
No, I could not.
Yeah, this is Pound Cake. Report from scene.
In my little dusty-ass box here.
The lock is too hot.
Yeah, no, I don't need anybody pulling up on me. They're like, oh, look at a light-skinned boy doing a news report. And nope, no thank you.
Alan Cox Show, this is Nate the intern. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Annie. I'm supposed to do an interview with Alan.
I'm sorry.
Annie Alan. From Sheboygan, Wisconsin,
that's right.
They called in.
What's your name?
Annie from Progressive Fields. I'm supposed to do an interview with Alan.
Alan.
Oh, okay. You're supposed to do an interview with Alan?
Yeah, he just told me to call in. You know, I was just listening to. They were so mean to you. Why?
I don't know, Annie. It's all right. They're just screwing with me anyways.
I saw your pictures.
Does Annie wear glasses?
So what do you look like?
No, continue with the thing. I love when he says, I'm not a mongoloid. That's my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a mongoloid.
What?
He says just, that. Yeah.
Continue with the call.
It's a long call. I don't know where that is.
It is a long call.
Yeah.
It's a little rough for me to listen to.
Stuff, but, you know, I do my own little video editing thing and all that kind of stuff, which is funny because I was volunteering to do something this weekend. They were saying on there that I was supposed to do something, but they didn't tell me to do it. I volunteered to do it. So.
How was he able to have this long of a conversation with...
I think that's what you ripped him for that day. You're like, why are you on the phone with her for like 20 minutes?
This is 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, you're so cute.
It's
like,
a lot. Thank you. We definitely need to get a drink sometime. I'll hit you up on Facebook.
Definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
I would immediately.
Wait, I'll hit you up on Facebook.
I hit you up on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Are you on the face place? Where were you? Were you in the front office?
What?
Like, no, she was in my office. I
was in the office. He was in the side office, studio.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That is fun.
Al, it's definitely weird watching you guys on my television in the living room on the live stream. It is funny when I see
That's
people put
weird,
YouTube
yeah.
up on
I like when people do that.
Makes it all seem worth it.
It's like I invited you over and everyone is having their own conversation while ignoring me. No different than my family holiday dinners. Yeah. See, I think that's a way that government has somehow trolled all of us, that elections are a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
When everybody is
Has
talking.
Has to get together and
yes,
talk.
Yes, that's right. And everybody's just hoping to avoid the conversation.
We're gonna make this happen. I'm gonna fly forever.
Smashing Pumpkins dropped a new song. I wish it was a bit more of a rager, but...
Sounds cool, I like it.
Three quarters of them have reunited. They've all kissed and made up. Darcy Redsky still wanted more than he was willing to provide, I guess. But it's him and Jimmy Iha and Jimmy Chamberlain and somebody filling in for Darcy. So all the hatchets, I guess, have been buried. And the new album drops a week from today. And then they'll go on the road to do the 30th anniversary tour of Smashing wow. Pumpkins. Which, for all intents and purposes, was always basically just the Billy Corgan band.
They're not in the Rock Hall, are they?
They are not. Nope.
I could see that happening at some point.
I don't see the Smashing Pumpkins getting in for a long time, and I
really?
Don't think anyone there... Yeah, I mean, as big as they were, I think Billy Corgan feels, and I think rightly so, that they never really got the respect they deserved, given what they were doing at that time. Hmm. Again, back in the day, when every band out of Chicago was getting signed... the two main bands were Smashing Pumpkins and Urge Overkill. And I was an Urge Overkill man. So I used to tell people, I was like, I'm not good at picking bands, by the way. So when I tell you I like a band, it's just what I like.
The other one becomes famous.
Yes, I am not good at picking the ones that are going to be huge. I remember being in, I was in college, and a friend of mine got an internship with, it was Atlantic Records or something, I don't know what it was, over the summer. And she came back and she goes, I know what the next massive band's going to be. They're called Stone Temple Pilots. They're out of San Diego. And I was like, eh, whatever. You know? She turned me on to Pearl Jam. And I was like, ah. Because the thing was, I like metal. And a lot of these grunge bands were kind of more coming out of kind of classic rock. Mm-hmm. You know, bands either liked Sabbath or they liked Zeppelin. The sound. And Pearl Jam clearly had their roots in more like Zeppelin than in Black Sabbath.
I've predicted like bands that were going to hit big, but every single band that I've predicted that was going to hit big and then flamed out really quick. Like Neon Trees, Young the Giant.
Young Vagina.
The Giant? Young
no,
the
I'm
Giant.
Just saying, Young,
yeah.
Vagina. They would have...
They would have killed.
Yeah, easy killer.
Well, and they, legally young, like, you know, 24.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
They would have done a lot better if they were called Young... But they're still around, Young the Giant?
No, they are, and I think they're coming to Cleveland soon if they aren't... I think they might have been here this week, but that My Body song was a huge hit for them, and then there hasn't been another like mainstream one.
But at least you picked bands that were going to be huge.
Yeah.
People come to me, and they'd be like, oh, this band Pearl Jam is going to be huge.
You're like, nah.
Come on. Yeah. They're like, what do you think, Urge Overkill or Smashing Pumpkins? Oh, definitely Urge Overkill.
They had that one soundtrack.
They got signed, yeah. And then they had a couple of songs, but they were Smashing Pumpkins destroyed them.
Were they on Pulp Fiction soundtrack?
Yes.
Yeah.
They redid that Neil Diamond song. But Sister Havana was like the big hit, and they had a couple of hits, you know. But I was never good at picking bands.
I love doing that. I love like finding new artists that I think are going to be huge and then seeing that they do become big. I'm like, I'm smart.
Well, it seems like the luck of the draw to me, but obviously some people have a good ear for it. But
I don't know if it's that I have a good ear. I think you're right. I think I've gotten lucky. I think I've just picked people that just so happen to get big.
Because there are bands that I think are real good and have cool sounds to them. Mm-hmm. But I like them because they're probably more eclectic than would ever get a mass audience.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'm still thinking my buddy Bones is going to be really big soon.
Bones?
B-O-H-N-E-S. Bones.
Okay. The band's not called My Buddy Bones.
No.
He's your buddy.
He's my
Bones.
Friend.
My buddy.
My buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's going to be big. He's got a new song out called Coffins, and it's like kind of reminiscent of Hey There, Delilah, like that kind of like acoustic song that could kind of like...
There's another band that flopped out.
I know.
Plain White Tees.
That song is like an earworm, you know, and I feel like I feel similar about his new single. So no. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with him.
Was Plain White Tees the guy who created the Firefly song?
No.
No. That was Owl City.
I hate that guy. He played our...
I hate that guy.
I hate that guy.
Because of that one song.
Yes, because he played our Springfest in Akron, and I literally... I'm like, who would book this guy? He's sitting there singing Fireflies with a stadium full of like students who want to rage and get drunk and be high. And
they're Marshmallow like, Rock.
Oh, my gosh. People were throwing
Marshmallow.
Stuff. We left.
Just the softest of soft rock.
So I hate him because of that.
Yeah, well, it was like third, fourth wave emo. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. There's a band out of North Carolina called He Is Legend.
Yep.
That is great.
Great band.
They just put something new out, I think, but not a lot of people know who they are. There's a band out of Australia called 12 Foot Ninja. Awful name, but the band is great. But
I was supposed to be on tour with my Canadian ex-boyfriend with He Is Legend. Like, they were going on tour.
On tour with your Canadian ex-boyfriend.
Secret and Whisper, his old band, was going on tour with He Is Legend. I was supposed to be on that tour with him for a couple of months in the summer.
What happened?
School.
What happened?
He dumped me. So.
Yeah. Why is a guy going to take his girlfriend on tour with him? Yeah,
that's dumb.
We're going to go to Disneyland first.
Again, you're proving my point for me.
Yeah.
Disneyland is where people go to either get proposed to or broken up with.
But I remember partly being bummed because we were breaking up, but then
no one's
also
taking
being
anybody
bummed.
Hold on. I can't what? Gloss over this. No one's taking anybody to Disneyland to break up with them. It's too expensive.
I know two people who've done
well,
it.
No,
they've taken someone to try and soften
for
the
Disney.
Blow?
Yeah, yeah.
He
really?
Worked for Disney.
Yep.
He worked for Disney.
Okay. Well,
he got
that's...
free tickets.
But...
And the tour was starting.
I'm just talking
in
about
California.
What Alan said. I've never heard of that before, but that the fact that it's happened to two people, it's a thing, I guess. But that's weird.
I'm not saying that it's a thing. I'm just saying those are two more people than I would have ever thought would have taken somebody to Disneyland
right.
to break up with them.
It's very strange.
I didn't make it to Disneyland. He broke up with me before Disneyland,
yeah,
which is crap.
It's expensive.
I at least wanted to go to Disneyland.
Erica,
and I was excited to go on tour with He Is Legend to become their best friend.
The closer he gets to like having to go on this tour, he's like. Just not working out. And you're like, mm-hmm. What are you talking about? We're getting along great. It's just not working out.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. It's just, it's not you, it's me.
Whatever. He's not with someone cuter than
I gotta hit
so
the road.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Not if he's happier or whatever.
Oh, don't act like you don't just, check to
right.
see if your ex
At
is
least,
upgraded or not.
No, I
what,
do not.
Who could upgrade
ever.
Over me? I mean,
right.
There's nowhere to go but down.
That's right.
Well.
Also,
but
my motto,
but
ladies.
But at least you're over it. Anywho.
Over
the,
him.
You check to see if his...
Definitely over him. This dude had acne.
That's
he
why
was
you're
like
checking up on
hot.
Him. Okay.
Ooh, you're just
you dated
him.
I know. Because I liked him.
And he's got somebody less cute than you said.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that how?
I guess because
you checked...
I haven't crowdsourced it.
So you...
But I'm pretty sure.
But you checked to see what... The girlfriend looked like so.
Yeah.
So it didn't
years ago.
But it
I
didn't
checked.
Right. But it
He's
didn't matter
now. And
but it didn't matter that he was ugly and had acne.
Well, it didn't at the time. But now looking back, I'm like, why did I care so much?
Yeah.
I mean, I upgraded. So.
So you say? I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you. Maybe he's creeping on you, going oof.
I'm sure some of my exes creep on me. Actually, I know some of my exes creep on me because I've seen them check my stories on Instagram.
I love that. I love that we can see who
I think normal people, every once in a while, like, will creep on an old friend or an ex or something.
Yeah, make sure they're all doing terrible.
Well, I don't want him to do terrible.
Sounds perfectly normal.
I just didn't want him to have a girlfriend that was hotter than me.
And what if he had?
I hope he's happy, you know? What?
So his band must have sucked.
Well, they're not a band anymore.
But I mean, if he was in a band mm-hmm. on tour and couldn't get a better looking girl, that's why you break up. I'm going on tour. I'm
yep,
going to trade
I found
up.
Someone hotter than you.
Right.
Yeah. Nope.
He didn't level up.
They sounded like Coheed, that band.
Oh, so yeah? They did suck. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Bill.
I'm going to take you to Disney and break up with you so bad.
You get on those teacups, mm-hmm. and then I need to have a conversation with you when you get off.
I feel like it's perfectly normal to, like, check and see, like, how an ex, like, turned out, you know?
Like, dodge that bullet.
Are they bald now? Did they gain weight?
Yes and yes.
Bald exes.
Huh?
I have no bald exes.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm talking about males.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care. Don't care.
You've never cared to check back?
No.
I mean, I haven't since I've been married. Like, I don't care now. But, like, before I was married and stuff, like, I was just curious.
Before I was married, we didn't, I mean, like, when I was still single and dating, there wasn't Facebook or...
No, I have some exes I'm still friends with on Facebook, because it wasn't acrimonious. We were just like, we're better friends.
Oh, man.
But they're married now, so I feel a little weird still keeping in touch, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I don't think if I... Because my thought was always, well, if you don't want to date me anymore... And maybe it was an immature way to look at it. But I was like, if you don't want to date me anymore, we're not going to pal around. I don't.
Well, yeah, we weren't like, I'm not like besties with any of my exes.
We're not going to go get coffee. Like, I don't really care what you're going to do in your life from this point on. You are not going to care what I'm doing.
I like to know that people that I've dated before are doing well and living good lives. And
why do you care about that?
Because I don't just write people off. Like, I cared about that person
for a
long period of time.
Right, I understand that.
That doesn't just go away because we break up. Like, I still care about the person. I want them to live a good, happy life. I want them to find the person that they do love.
And it is nice to know that they aren't over you. Like, that's a nice feeling.
Sometimes that's nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you arrive at that?
How do I arrive at that?
He said it's nice to know that they aren't over you. What does that mean?
Well, when my exes slide in my DMs or they're checking my Insta stories.
But that doesn't mean that they're not over you. That means you're on the radio and probably doing more interesting things than they are.
Yeah, but it means that they care about what I'm doing.
There's interest.
Well, you watch stories of people, you don't care about what they're doing?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
That's I don't watch people's stories, is what I'm saying.
You don't care about anyone.
Okay. I don't care what anybody's doing.
The royal you. You don't look at people's stories that you're not interested in what they're up to.
Right, but if they're an ex,
right,
it's weird.
That's what I'm saying. I have a ton of exes that check up on what I'm doing all the time. I see them pop up in my stories as they viewed my feed.
You can't block them?
She doesn't want to. She likes this.
Why don't you block
them? Let them look.
Why? Say, get out of my... Hey, we're not a thing.
Open book. I live a pretty public life.
Get out of my stories.
You can mute them or whatever. You can make it so that they can't see
anything.
It. But, yeah, I don't...
But why?
I don't know. That's what you want to do?
Do you have any exes that have passed away?
One.
I don't have an ex, but someone I slept with passed away.
I don't have 100% confirmation, but no one has heard of from this person, so I'm guessing... Yes.
You're going to kill him off like Alan.
Well, no, but this is a person that was very depressed and had this was the wheelchair, the guy I dated that ended up in a wheelchair. And I heard rumors a long time ago, like 6 or 7 years ago, that he committed suicide, but I don't know for sure. Because he had a very common last name, and like, I don't even know how I would go about trying to find out like if that's true or not. But
he had a very common name. It was Vladimir Mikorsky.
His last name was Smith. It's like, how do you find... It's like finding a needle in a haystack. J. Smith. That was his name.
It's like finding a needle in a stack of needles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have no idea. No idea where he's at, what he's up to, or if he's even alive.
The guy I lost my virginity to died in a fire.
Really?
Is that your euphemism for having sex with you?
No. Oh. He was my...
Died in a fire.
Now, that would be crazy.
It was
to
crazy.
To lose your virginity to someone, and then they die years later.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
But at least you know they're not having sex with other people. That's going to make you feel good, doesn't it?
Get a boyfriend at the time.
Right, but still, I mean...
He upgraded to heaven, though.
By the way...
you know where the gays go.
That's right.
That's right.
That shooting in Thousand Oaks, that sister chick,
mm-hmm.
one of them, her niece
Tamara
died.
Maury.
Tamara Maury.
Her niece.
What?
Her niece died in that.
Shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her husband
They
is,
were looking for her for like 7 hours or something, then they found out.
Is she the cuter of the two? I know they're twins, but one of them's definitely cuter than the other one. I think she's the cuter
of the
two.
The one with or without the mole. Tamara has the mole.
Oh, I don't remember.
I think she's the cuter one then. But her husband, her husband's a Fox News guy.
Right.
And he's been there for a while. But she was a virgin until she was 29. And then she lost her virginity. She was like super Jesus-y or something. Mm-hmm. Lost her virginity and then felt guilty and made a vow to stay celibate until she got married. So the guy that she's married to right now, her husband, they've got kids and everything, only the second person she's ever slept with. So think about if you're that first guy.
You're like, yeah.
You are the only other person that she's had sex with.
And you were so bad at it that you made her feel so guilty that she gave up sex until she got married.
Well, no, Jesus made her feel guilty about
maybe
it.
Maybe she really liked it.
The guy could have been amazing, but she still felt guilty about
it. She could have liked it because it was so good. Sometimes they're like, there's no way this is supposed to be right. Like, I'm not supposed to make me feel this way.
I feel like if you enjoy it that much, you're going to want to keep doing it.
I just wouldn't want to start at 29. You got a lot of catching up to do, man. At 29?
That
Jesus.
That is tough. But she grew up in showbiz. Like, I don't know. But she probably had a stunted life anyway.
You're still supposed to have a lot of years under your belt by then. So by the time you do land with somebody, you know what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah. Unless I make sure you're compatible fully in a relationship, I think. That's part
of
it.
Man.
There's a lot of women out here that have never had, like, an orgasm or anything like that.
Bless their hearts.
Out here, what do you mean?
Hit me up, ladies. I'll keep that streak going.
Well, women who got married really young and that's the only guy that they've ever been with and they got married because they may have gotten pregnant or something like that, like, back in their day.
And you're up to date with these random alleged women's orgasms? Is that what you're saying?
I've asked.
Yeah, who have you surveyed?
Alleged orgasm is going to be at the Agora, by the way.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of who he's talking about.
I'm friends with, friends' moms, and they're just like, yeah, well.
Your friends' moms tell you about their orgasms,
yeah,
or lack thereof.
Yeah, actually, they do. Oh, yeah.
Everybody confides in the gay kid, don't they?
Yeah, I come over, and I'm just chilling, and then they're
the
just
things
like,
he hears.
That's an albatross around your neck, I would imagine. I would never want my friend's mom to tell me.
The first couple times I went over there, like, you know, I pull up and, you know, have some sangria, and then they're just like, yeah, well, your father, like, I'd never. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Wow.
And I'm just there.
Wait, is your friend there too?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just a lady that is unhappy.
But
she's pent up.
Yeah, so she's just like, I've never had one. And she's like, it's too late now. I don't even know if it still works.
Never had one. Do it to yourself, sister.
She might want it the natural way, or she said right now.
The natural way.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but if I had not experienced one from a male counterpart, I'd be trying to work it out myself.
But like, I would be afraid like it wouldn't work. Like, how do you know it works after that long time?
Oh, you know.
You try it out.
You know.
You know.
Alan, if you can find Erica's wheelchair ex, you should have the two of them race on the show. No. Can you find the guy? Would that work?
Like I said, I heard rumors from a pretty reliable source that he unfortunately took his life.
Well, then you need to confirm those rumors because he might have just faked his death. There's a lot of dudes doing that these days.
Yeah, I can ask
Olivia
my mom
Newton,
to
John's
see.
Boyfriend. A lot of people faking their own deaths.
My mom might be able to go to the library and see if it was in the newspaper articles, like from the year that the rumors started. I don't know.
The library?
Yeah, they keep all the newspaper clippings at the library.
Couldn't you go on the internet and find out if
I've already looked on the internet, but the problem is that name is just so common.
Oh, I see.
And
he's the Smith guy?
Yeah. So, I mean, it would have to be like, she'd have to see it in the paper and from the town he's from. So, I don't know. But like I said, I kind of don't want to find out because that will really bum me out. That will make me very sad if that's the case. But you know how sometimes families, like if a person takes their life, they keep things pretty quiet and whatever because they're like...
They're embarrassed.
Maybe not even embarrassed, but just like they're not able to deal with it themselves. Like they don't understand it themselves. I think that was kind of probably the situation with his family because they were like really religious and stuff.
Yeah, so. My girlfriend's family blamed me.
Oh, right. Because you found her, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
They thought I was somehow a bad influence.
Yeah, you had the girlfriend that
hung
herself.
Like, you really didn't know your daughter at all, did you? If you think, not only have I never been a bad influence on a single human being, I'm like, you really didn't know her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be, now that is a crazy situation.
Al and I met my husband when I was 17, and he's the only guy I've ever had sex with.
But have you had an orgasm? That's what
I just hope
about.
It's good. I just hope that sex is good.
That's what I'm saying. You
but
don't
know
what's
what?
Good. You don't have anything to base it off.
But you know if it's good for you.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know if you're happy.
If
you have nothing to, it's almost a blessing if you have nothing to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then this guy's not. He's going to be like, this is what it is, baby. You know,
this is what it is.
You know what I mean? It's not like she's going to be the. I guess the golden, the silver lining on that is that she's not going to be like, well, when Jerry used to do me, you know, he blew my hair back.
I woke up with my hair braided.
Well, that's the thing, too, is there's plenty of exes that the sex was always good. Everything else was a mess, but sex was good. So it's really hard to break off those situations because you're like, you have sex and everything's like, okay, this is all right after all. And you'll just stay in a situation you shouldn't be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I've seen a few less D's. I'll be honest. There's some that I wish I didn't have to witness.
I've really only seen a couple. So
I haven't seen that many.
I probably got off light. I'd be willing to bet that you've seen more than I have. I think that's penises? Probably a pretty safe bet. Yeah. I've only seen a couple.
Locker rooms? I don't know.
Have you been in a lot of locker rooms?
No, I mean you.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've only seen, like my wrestling coach. Yeah. You've probably seen less or more than me? Less. Yeah, I'm joking. Of course I've seen fewer than you. I hope you see more penises than I have. Jesus.
In a locker room, I'm sure you see lots of penises.
But I wasn't taking Polaroids. Yeah. Like, you know.
Neither was
like,
I.
Seeing a penis in a locker room isn't like you're not looking at a penis.
It just crosses your field of vision.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
It's in your there's a like, wang in your periphery.
I can't think of anybody's like I don't
wang
have a
in your periphery is playing a gourd this weekend.
I don't have like a specific penis. Like I can't remember anyone's specific penis from like a locker room situation.
Oh, I do.
But I do remember like the first time
anyone's
I saw my dad
specific penis.
Go pee and like pull out his junk and I was just like, what the hell is that? It's ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
About to get ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when you see an adult penis for the first time as a kid, you're like, that's so different than what I have going on right now. Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's terrifying.
I never saw an adult penis when I was a kid, so I don't know.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. For a young female, that's a good thing to have on your record.
No experience
there. Never saw a grown one.
A locker room, when you're a kid, and it's like at a health club or something.
It's a horrific place.
Oh, it's the worst
it's a
place.
Horrific
because
place.
Because old men...
Don't care.
They don't care at all. But it's almost not even that they don't care. It's that they like just walking around. Like, you have a towel.
Let it all hang out.
I'm 9 years old. I don't want to see everything that's going on.
But it's more depressing. It's more depressing for the fact that you're like, oh, that's where I'm headed eventually.
Yeah, that's what you have to look forward to.
Oof.
It was like the old lady at the rec. I mean, with her, you know, swing low, sweet chariot boobs down to her knees, just walk around, no towel, like.
Right.
You know, the lady parts down to her ankles, like, man.
They're like tube socks with tennis balls in them.
Yeah, it was. And she's just standing there talking to me, looking into my eyes.
Yeah, because that's where you have to look.
I know. I'm like, don't look down, Erica. Don't do it.
Alan, my wife and I were each other's firsts. I used to think she was the best until I cheated on her 13 times. She is probably the worst.
That's what I'm saying. Based it off of.
Terrible person.
I appreciate your candor, sir.
Yes.
Or madam.
Huh? You got to be seasoned before you get married. You have to have a
you don't know anything about anything.
I'm not saying be a hoe. You got to have a few bodies before you get married.
Uh-huh.
You just got to have
I do agree with that.
You got to be seasoned.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
But some people are totally
But if the sex is good,
my dad
first
is the only person my mother has ever had sex with.
You know that?
I know
fact?
That. Yes. It is not the same for my dad.
Oh, okay.
My dad got around a bit, but my mom, she met my dad. Now is it.
My parents are in the same situation.
Yep. And that's good for them.
And both of them. Like,
I don't know because I've never asked my parents that. Nor
you
do
should.
I want to know.
They've been married a long time.
No. But they didn't get together until they were in college. So I'm guessing like my mom was.
My parents will be married 50 years next August.
Wow.
It's impressive.
You going to throw them a party or something?
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
Yeah.
I mean, you and me. Mm-hmm. All right.
Party planning.
Press the yellow button to begin enjoying your Alan.
What is an Alan?
The Alan Cox Show.
On 100.7 WMMS.
If you want to text me, I will have another keyword for you and a text number to go with it. in the hopes of getting you the $1,000. We do the $1,000 bribe about 30 past every hour all day, so still plenty of chances for you to win some money. I saw Brasa Grill is closing down.
Really?
After 15 years, Brasa Grill.
Wow.
Is, now, you know me, and if you know what I like, the more meat on a sword restaurants there are, the happier I am. The Churrascarias, I think, is what they're called.
I like those, but I never, ever went there.
Really?
Yeah.
Brasa?
We celebrated my very first birthday in Cleveland there.
Oh, yeah?
My birthday in Cleveland.
She was 1 year old, and they went to. They go, now pick out a meat on the sword. Like, goo, goo, ga, ga. Her first birthday. Yeah. They were down there for a long time and did a lot of business. And so if you're hanging on to a Brasa gift card, in fact, one that you might have won from us, you're going to have to use it at Majorca.
But isn't there a meat on the sword place at Crocker?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. There's that Tejas de Brazil down there.
Ah, Tejas de Brazil.
Yeah,
we
that's
went
a
there
chain,
once.
Though.
It
yeah.
was good.
Right. I think they were probably getting, you know, as more of those places open up, it's harder to get people to come downtown mm-hmm. and get your meat on a sword mm-hmm. downtown.
Yeah.
But Brasa has been doing what they do for a long time.
It's a good spot. It's a bummer.
Rip to them. And who knows?
Rip. Hey, rip, you guys.
Who knows who will go in there? But hopefully they've got something on, I don't know, got something else that they'll do.
Maybe we should open up a show restaurant.
Oh, please. A restaurant.
Talks on a sword.
Yeah, talk again. Yeah. Well, why is meat the only food that you can get on a sword at a restaurant?
Well, I guess was always my question. On there, too.
Yeah, that's for show. You're there, like, when you go to a steakhouse, like Morton's or something, they bring the cuts by in the cart.
Mm-hmm.
The Brazilian steakhouse, you know, they bring out the whole big
the whole sword.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there should be other foods on swords that you should get. Maybe that's something that other restaurants could introduce into their...
Here's what we're going to do. Ice cream on a sword.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you think.
You got to get there fast.
Really, really, really quickly.
Fast. Let's open up a seafood restaurant. Cox and Lox.
Lobster on a sword. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. Lox on a sword? They're so small.
No, I just said let's open up a seafood joint, Cox and Lox.
Right, but lox are so small.
But it doesn't. I'm not saying it has to be on a sword.
I'm taking sword-only ideas right now. Sword-only. Broadsword, an épée. It can be any form. A scimitar.
What about
if you want to go the Middle Eastern route?
Like a charcuterie restaurant, but it's all served on a sword.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah. The cheese is on a sword?
Yeah. Huh?
How does it stay?
It sits, it's a horizontal like a,
it's
sword.
A block, it's a block of cheese, and you just stick it right through.
Oh, wow.
I never
you
said,
just take a bite off of it?
Yeah.
I never said the sword had to be vertical. That's how the ice cream on a sword restaurant is going to work.
Right.
The sword, in that scenario, will be horizontal.
Hmm. We'll call it smorgasword.
Or horizontal sword. Right. We'll serve sword fish. It'll just be regular fish, but on a sword. So it'd be very confusing for people. Yeah, talk to anybody who has opened a restaurant, and they'll be like, don't ever go into the restaurant business.
We'll call it Sworded Past. Sworded Past.
Again, let's throw all these into the hopper for the restaurant we'll never open, and we'll see,
I can
what
make
we come
my
up
keto
with.
Cookies.
You could make those.
There needs to be a keto restaurant, don't
yeah.
you think?
If they opened a keto restaurant, it would do really well. And that's why I'm surprised there hasn't been, like you go to... There's so much gluten-free stuff, and there's so many diets that are appealed to in health food stores.
Yeah.
But keto hasn't made it there yet.
No,
there's
not quite.
There's not commercially made keto
Maybe
stuff.
I could be ahead of the curve.
That's,
you know?
Honestly, you should.
I want to open up a keto bakery, for like cookies and pastries and things, and call it Sweeto.
It's not a bad idea. Should get that
That's
one to yourself.
That's mine. TM. Trademarked. Friday, November 9th.
3:27 p.m. Sweeto came into existence.
Sweeto.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just make a cookbook.
Look into it.
To what's rival the, whatever Jeffrey's
what's the,
cookbook
What's
is.
The cookbook going to be called? They got that Snoop cookbook.
I would do Sweeto.
From Crook to... Oh, be called Sweeto.
Sweeto the cookbook. A yeah, collection of keto sweets.
Pots and pots.
Nah.
It's not for pots. It's for keto.
I'm just keto. Saying, someone who has pots is, you know... cooking and
pots and pans
right the pots cookbook would be pots and pans
mm-hmm. yeah
yeah
but there's really not Like, you don't have recipes for pots. Like,
things you can do, like, from, like, kneeling.
It's all just sitting. Salt and water.
It's all the recipes you can make while sitting down at your stove. You just reach up here and you just be very careful.
Spoiler alert, while baking the cookies for you guys today, I have a little stool in my kitchen and I sit on that when I...
Oh, God.
That's why you have too many cats.
Ugh. There was a little stool right by her foot.
No, a step stool.
Oh, Bill, she didn't
stepped
mean,
in it.
Didn't mean poop.
And I sit on that in front of the oven and well,
you
in front
sit
of
in
my
the
step
down poop.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Can't say anything.
So you sit at your stove.
I sit at the stove. Yeah. And then I have my.
You probably
mixer.
Can't cook bacon that way without like a welder's helmet on or something.
I microwave bacon.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
All right. Or cook it in the oven.
Nah.
That's good, too.
It is good, but it's just too time-consuming.
You mean you don't like to do the lattice like I do? Really?
You, no.
The lattice is nice.
It is nice. But it is labor-intensive.
Yes, a little.
What's a lattice?
intertwined, like...
Like weave.
Yeah. Woven.
Yeah. Woven meat.
Woven meat on that Hailstorm show. You ever heard of a band called Bad Omens?
No.
I've heard a couple of their songs. It's kind of run-of-the-mill screamo, I think. But they have dropped off a tour with a couple of bigger bands because they said their name was too small on the poster. The Amity, Affliction, and Senses Fail were going on the road.
Love Senses
and
Fail.
They all sound the same.
I know.
To me.
I know.
Scream, chord, scream.
I get it.
Oh,
it is repetitive.
Oh, my God. These bands, like... Give me something I can sink my teeth into. But Bad Omens said they were they just announced the tour, and they said they were going to drop off the tour because their name was too small on the poster. These are those kind of stories that make funny headlines, but I can't believe that's the actual real story. There's like contracts and things that get signed for these tours. A partial toe amputation forced the band High on Fire, which is a great band if you like stoner rock. A partial toe amputation had forced High on Fire to jump off their recent tour. But Bad Omens hopped off basically because of font size.
So stupid.
Yep. They said they were unhappy about the size of their name and the artwork. I mean, for bands that go, that's just a 3 or 4 band tour. But, you know, these bands that do festivals where you get down to like the 8-point font. And if it's one of those death metal festivals where everybody's logo looks like vines and you can't read it anyway.
Yeah,
it looks like the same band is playing 50 times.
I know. Yeah. I'll be honest,
it's a matter with block lettering, guys.
I think a lot of bands, if they see that their font is smaller on a poster, that usually means your time slot is worse. So it probably comes down more to that as to why they canceled. Is they're like, well, we're the smallest font. That means we're going to have to open every night and
well, sure.
We're going to play to like 5 people. So screw that.
Yeah, but if it's one of those things where you're on a tour with, you could still build a fan base off of being on that tour.
Yeah, I just like the one thing I've learned about being in a band and dating band guys and being married to one or whatever is like band guys are always arguing about time slots. And it sucks. Like, we got to play MGK's EST Fest, like, 2 years in a row, but our time slot was literally, like, a joke. Like, people were still waking up by the time we were playing. They were camping, and they were waking up. So it's just, like, a time slot's kind of everything, and you can see the writing on the wall. If your font size is small, bad time slot.
Listen, there's another band called Belmont that is on this tour with them, and they have the exact same size font as Bad Omens, and they're still on the tour.
Probably because they're trying to make a name for themselves. So I don't know who the hell that is.
But that's the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
You don't jump off the tour because you're in Bad Omens.
No, it's a bad look. You should pay your dues, right? Yeah. You should pay your dues.
So if you like any of the remaining bands, they'll play the House of Blues on January 27th. I did stage announcements for Lollapalooza in 2007. Mm-hmm. And they have the two main stages in Grant Park, obviously, and then all the side stages. And I had to bring on Juliet and the Licks.
Oh, yeah?
Juliet Lewis and her band. And for some reason, you know, for a band that, and they weren't that well known then. They're a bit more known now, but I think back then they were still considered a bit of a novelty. But a novelty that might draw people because you have a celebrity singing in this band.
Right, yeah.
For some reason, they put them on first on one of the side bands. So I had to bring them on at like noon or 11 or something.
Tough time.
And I'm standing there talking to her, and we're just kind of chopping it up or whatever, and we're both looking out. And this side stage was basically on what was normally a baseball diamond.
Yeah, right.
And there's 15 people out there. And they went out and tore it up.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what you do. I mean, when we played...
You got to play to like, just like you're playing to 50,000 people.
We played EST Fest. I mean, we went ham. I was squirting champagne out of a squirt gun.
I'm so glad she said champagne out of a squirt gun.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that statement was longer.
Champagne.
Oh, we were so excited I was squirting.
That would get people's attention, though.
It really would. Hey, if you go to a Hawkeye show, don't stand in the first three rows.
We're like the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, like Gallagher.
Hmm.
Alan, they have Atkins diet food in stores. That's basically keto, Paul
not
says.
Not really, though.
I don't know. That's what Paul says.
It's not really the same thing.
Bad Omens is also releasing a t-shirt with small font in response to the game.
That's funny.
That's true. That'd be funny. But if you're going to jump off the tour, I have a feeling that, like, hey, geniuses, where are you going to sell the merch?
Yeah, why don't you do the
on
tour
your website?
And sell the tiny font t-shirt on the tour. Like, that makes more sense.
I think it would be cool if you were a band to make a t-shirt that looked like a festival lineup.
But just your band?
With all the different fonts, but your band's name is the only one on there. So it's like your band name in big font, small font, like...
Yeah.
But it looks like it's a big festival.
You gotta work to get your band's font bigger.
Yeah, I mean, guys, you gotta pay your dues.
This is the year we go from 9 to 12.
But just a funny t-shirt if... It's only their band name in different size fonts on the front,
sure.
Looking like it was
in
a full festival.
Yeah.
I would buy, if some band had that t-shirt and I didn't even care about the band, I would still buy that t-shirt because it's funny.
Alan, due in part to my strict Catholic upbringing, it took until my 20s to admit that I'm a lesbian. So I regret all the D's I've ever seen, including Bill Squires.
Look at that.
What?
You banged a girl at some point and made her a lesbian.
That's
good
a
job.
Scandal.
Good job, Bill.
Whoever that is, text me. I want to know who you are. I want to know who I turned.
Mm.
That's hilarious.
Kind of, yeah, that is hilarious.
I regret the one vagina I've seen.
Why do you regret it?
Did you see it, though?
I guess
I
did.
Or did you just reach down?
I guess I didn't see it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
He saw it in his mind. He had a mental image. He had a mental image of what it was.
Does a picture count?
It's worth a thousand words.
She sent me one before, like,
No, she... All right. Before she sent you one?
Yeah.
Before you were going to be,
Yeah.
And this is when you guys were kids, too.
In the gazebo?
Yeah, gross.
I was the gazebo.
I am proud to say I've never taken a picture of my vag and sent it to someone. That's so awkward.
It was very awkward.
You're proud to say that.
I'm proud.
Yeah, well, you know, sure. It is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
People should only be proud of accomplishments.
I turned someone gay.
But you want to talk about...
Bill turned someone gay.
But
congratulations.
Good job, Bill.
Uh-huh, he did it.
They do that now, don't they? Call themselves lesbos.
Yes.
Honestly, though, but while we're talking about, like, bad omens, like, the girl that I tried to mess with two times, something bad happened. The first time, you know, the thing happened where I thought she peed on me. The second time, I tried...
That's not a bad thing. That's a misinterpretation of how the body works.
And I was very... traumatized. But the second time I tried, and her friend was downstairs playing DDR, and her dad got into a bad car accident while we were in the middle of trying to do something.
Those are two very
different
things.
So you were meant to
things.
Be gay?
I mean, I figured...
DDR?
Dance Revolution.
She was downstairs playing,
I mean,
and then she comes running upstairs, banging on the door, and I'm like, we're kind of busy. And then she's like, my dad got into a car accident. We got to go to the hospital. And then I was like, if fate was supposed to have me lose my virginity, then it wouldn't be trying to interrupt me or de-block me. So.
You know how I know you're gay?
How do you know I'm gay?
Because you macrame yourself a pair of jean shorts.
You know how I know you're gay? You just told me you're not sleeping with women anymore.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
You like Coldplay. You know how I know that you're gay?
How?
You like the movie Made in Manhattan.
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
I saw you make a spinach dip in a loaf of sourdough bread once.
Girl says her name is Kim. Girl named Kim ever see your penis and now she only likes women?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Do you know which... is there multiple Kims?
I'm going to have to... I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
Multiple Kims has replaced Bad Omens on that tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway. Congratulations, Bill. You did it. Bucket list checked, buddy.
Is that a bucket list thing?
It's got to be. I've never flipped anybody.
It's definitely funny.
Good for you.
I don't think I've turned anyone gay. I don't think I've hooked up with a gay guy.
I don't think anyone's turning anyone gay.
I don't think I've hooked up with a gay a guy that eventually came out as gay. No.
I think that I have.
You hooked up with a girl that came out?
I would love... No, but I'm almost positive that she is.
Oh.
And I would love confirmation on that because it would explain a few things. It would explain a few things. Many, many years ago.
And that's not something you can really ask someone.
I could. Yeah, I would.
You gay?
I just haven't talked to her in a while.
I have questions.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know. She was always kind of very... she wasn't very androgynous. I shouldn't say that. But she was always kind of just a cool chick, you know?
Yeah.
And we got along, and we had fun a few times over the span of a couple of years. But it was just really kind of clunky. Like, I liked her a lot. But you know when you just, your rhythms are weird with somebody, and you're not sure why that is? And then you're like, well, let's see if we can figure it out. And you go back at it.
Well, I'm thinking of the Kims that I've been with, and... Both times.
Multiple Kims.
Yeah, I've been with more than one Kim.
Look at you.
And, yeah, it was weird. So I can see that.
Alan, I don't know which is worse of a tragedy, the car accident or the fact that his friends were playing Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah. It's all the time.
I'm going to leave that up to Pound Cake. This is not when you were 9 years old, right?
No. This is eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Okay. Oh, well, then you were kids.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking like 2 years ago or something.
No, this is eighth grade.
All right.
Everything happened like middle
eighth
school.
Eighth grade.
Seventh grade.
Wow.
Eighth grade.
I guess I was doing some stuff in eighth grade. Not that much, though.
Yeah. I was not doing anything in the eighth grade.
Clumsy hand stuff.
And then I didn't do anything till I got to high school.
Yeah, nothing really happened for me till high school. But then everything happened.
Alan, when I was a teenager, my girlfriend dumped me for my ex-girlfriend.
Ooh.
At least you got a story, though. Alan, maybe that? Bill finger blasts them into lesbianism. Is there any chance that that's the case? No, you'd know if Kim
wasn't
a
gazebo.
She was a gazebo lady.
No, that was Ashley.
Oh, name checking.
Yeah, don't need the names. I'm just clarifying
just
whether
the first
or not,
name.
Yeah.
What if Ashley's only... listening right now? How is she going to feel?
She knows she got it in the gazebo.
Yeah, I mean, she knows.
She took it right in the gazebo.
But it was also years ago, and it, you know, it's been a minute.
Blast the roof off that gazebo.
The walls.
I think you should apologize to the city of Willoughby.
I'll be there tomorrow.
He is going to be there tomorrow.
New mistakes.
Will you ask him if I'm allowed back?
I don't know if I'll run into the mayor.
It was free. How can they get mad at the
mayor? Because you're in a public place and there are children there.
Yeah.
You're supposed to conduct yourself appropriately and professionally.
You get what you're paid
and not hurl epithets.
Really didn't think about the kids being
another bad time slot, probably.
No, it was a really good time slot.
Really good time slot.
So there's lots of kids there.
A lot of kids staying up late. Somebody sent me a story about a guy, a fake band that basically sold out a tour and nobody came to it because he bought Facebook likes and YouTube comments
and got
all these venues to book his band and faked ticket sales, some band called Threaten.
What are fake ticket sales?
In the UK. This big, long, complex story about what happened. And now all these venues are threatening him because he kind of pulled a fast one on them. They were expecting it to be a big night because they had supposedly sold 180 tickets. There were three people there. So all these venues are pissed because they're losing money. And
they were getting guarantees or something?
Yeah, well, he basically, you know, because a lot of these venues, same thing with comedians. You know, the book people who have 50,000 Twitter followers or whatever, but they don't have an act. So they get asses in the seats at comedy clubs. People will buy jalapeno poppers and 2-drink minimum. But the person on stage, you're running the risk that your fan base, the emperor has no clothes.
Right.
A couple of jokes, then a 1-hour Q&A. But this guy was he was posting a video. I mean, his song is pretty awful. I mean, he's got an actual song, but it's not good. And he's not having people show up, so now all these other bands that he was supposed to be touring with are all pissed off.
I feel it burn inside. The wheel is gone.
I like it. I'm going.
He's just a dude with like long hair and a black t-shirt.
He can sing.
Can he?
Yeah.
I will take no
more. Anyway, it's a very...
Stupid. I'll go to your concert, you faker.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Well, Squire Masonry opened up for him.
They're talking to other bands. They're like, when did you realize something weird was going on? They're like, we had all our gear set up. We were told a couple hundred people were coming. And then the show got canceled because nobody was there. Well, what are you going to do? I don't know how you fact check that. I don't know how you
fake all that. But
I mean, you can buy anything now. You can buy followers. You can buy...
For sure.
Buy anything.
I know for a fact that there are people on my Instagram that I follow that I know bought followers.
Did they do another Twitter purge, by the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because I had like 29.2 thousand followers, and then this morning it was 28.9. So
really?
I assume they did another purge.
I just creeped over 17,000 for like the third time, and then they do another one of these bot purges. And then I get dropped down again.
Well, yeah, I would rather not have bots.
I don't want the bots, but it's like, why couldn't you just get all the bots at once? Because I'm not buying bots.
Well, they probably keep regenerating.
Yeah, it's probably something.
Yeah, it's not like one and done.
But you can always tell the people that are faking like likes or faking followers because they'll have a photo that they post and they'll get like 1,600 likes. And then, like, no comments. Or there's like one comment. They're like, wow, real cute.
There's
it's like a person with no picture or nothing.
I get a lot of people that will follow me that have like 30,000 or 40,000 followers because that's the tactic. Oh, if I follow like that, that's one of the things that those services do. So they think that I'll follow them back because they're a pretty girl with 40,000 followers. I'm like, no, I know this. I know what you're doing. You're trying to trick me.
It worked on me, and then I was like, wait a minute. Like, I'm not even gonna talk to this guy. Like, the only reason why I want to follow him is so I could slide in his DMs. But he's like from like Winnipeg. Like, what the hell am I going to do?
And she went to Canada.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Canada.
The good part of Canada.
Get yourself an old Jets jersey online and wear that up there. The good part of Canada.
I will say, if you ever want like a reality check about how many people are actually like into what you're doing on social media, start a new Instagram account. Because like, I was like high on the horse, you know, with my regular Instagram page, like 17,000 followers and counting and blah, blah, blah. I start the new Peony and Honey one, and it's like, you know, barely climbing to, I'm not even at 5,000
yet. Yeah, that's still really impressive.
That's a very specific thing, though, too.
That's true, too. Like, yeah, but it's hard starting over. You're like, I wish I could just transfer the entire group, but then that group wouldn't give a crap about all the stuff I'm doing over there.
What sucks for me is everything that I'm trying to do on Instagram is get people to come see my shows. Mm-hmm. That's really all I care about. So I try to be funny on there, try to be very open. But anytime you post anything that's a link, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, they don't show that to as many people because they want you to pay for advertising. When I post, like, hey, I got these shows coming up, here's the link to go get tickets, they don't put that out into the algorithm as much because they want you to boost the post.
Can't you just put the text of the website on the photo?
Yeah, but they still sense that text.
They do?
Yeah. And also, people are less likely to, like, if I post a selfie or pictures with, like, Craig Robinson, that gets a ton of likes. But if I just post a flyer, like the one I did for the Willoughby Bar Crawl, that I paid out of my own pocket because I want to do something cool and I want to have something specific for that to try and promote it. And it gets like 85 likes. And I'm like, God damn it, I paid for that.
Yeah, I know.
Never spend your own money.
Yeah, well, I like to. But
people don't like anything that looks like an advertisement.
But it's...
Which
it's
is silly.
Hot. It's a hot picture.
Of course people like advertisements. Yeah. They're swimming in advertisements.
And the thing is, go look at it. It's on my Instagram.
Let's see.
It's cleavage and beer. Who doesn't like that?
Did you call it cleavage and beer?
No, it's for the Bill Squire's Comedy Bar Crawl.
Should have called it cleavage and beer. Bill Squire presents cleavage and beer.
I like vodka and D.
Where is it at? Oh, I see.
Alan, when I was a freshman, my girlfriend dumped me for my dad because she thought he was my older brother.
That's savage. Did your dad date him?
Well, that's what I said. I was like, well, and when she found out he wasn't, what happened? Well, we broke up and she still had a crush on him. Did you find out who Kim was?
I know of the few Kims, but I don't know exactly which Kim.
She texted again.
And what'd she say?
He made a joke about me on stage and we stopped talking. Does that help? I was going to say, you're going to have to narrow it down, ma'am. There's probably a lot of people that fall into that category.
Jokes about people on stage.
Yes.
A lot.
That's what Bill does.
But I'm pretty sure I know which one this is.
Yeah.
And if the joke hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. It's not. None of my jokes are meant to be malicious. I'm just reporting what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just reporting the news.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to sniff my testicles?
I don't put links or anything on Instagram. I don't, you know, I'm not having
you
anybody.
You could. You have the ability to do a swipe up.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Right, but I have shows like that.
You've got things you're trying to actively promote.
Half my income is stand-up comedy.
You could promote our YouTube live stream with the swipe up.
I just retweet Bill Squire, right, you know.
And that's good,
too. Well, it sounds like people, from what you guys are talking about, people aren't swiping.
Well, people swipe on my swipies.
Swipe or no swiping is what they say.
I mean, I get
but
some.
But I think the people on my feed are used to swipe. They're people that are accustomed to swiping up.
And I get some, but with as many followers as I have, it's a little, you go, man, do people, they follow me, but they don't want to support me? I don't get it.
That's why I don't put any eggs in the social media basket. I'll screw around with it, and I'll try to have fun with it, but I'm not going to use it as, this is my promotional engine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have this, and I have that, but I got to do it all, you know, and I can't spend every waking moment of this show telling people about my stand-up.
That's right. One day we're going to do a four-hour, it's going to be Bill on repeat talking about a show.
Yeah, for the Chris McQuanzica.
Chris McQuanzica. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
December 23rd.
By the end of it, you'll be able to pronounce it.
Newly renovated.
I just said it right.
I know, I'm just Chris joking. McQuanzica. I'm joking.
At the newly renovated Agora Theater.
I'm in my head right now. It's gorgeous there.
I still haven't been.
I know, I need to as well.
I need to get over there. Dude almost got killed by jumping in to get his girlfriend's phone into a trash compactor. I have told my wife, if you ever drop your phone into something, I'm not going to get it for you.
Yeah, no.
And I can't imagine she would expect me to.
Not worth risking your life for.
Guy in Denver jumped into a weight-activated trash compactor trying to get his girlfriend's phone. He fell about 15 feet after losing his balance. He went headfirst into the chute.
Damn.
Two broken legs, fractures to both sides of his skull. Ugh. Ruptured arteries in his neck and facial injuries.
But
they
lived.
Said it's a miracle that he is alive.
Oh, he lived. Wow.
And without brain or spinal damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was like, can I take a selfie?
Is the phone okay?
The phone is unaccounted for.
Oh, well, no.
That's all I care about.
It's like the dude who jumped in the Chicago River last winter because he dropped his goddamn phone in the river and he runs down and jumps in.
And then
freezes to death or can't get out.
Yeah, exactly. So stupid.
Come on, man. Phones
That's
are like
insurance is for. It's $10 a month on your plan.
It costs like $50 these days. Buy one on an end cap.
Besides, people have replacement phones. Like if I just like how I have a replacement for my glasses. If I break my glasses, I have a replacement phone. Like I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about this old Motorola I had somewhere stored away.
Yeah, I kept my last iPhone, so that way if I needed, like, if something happened to this phone, I could have another one right away.
Look at all my old nudes. Like, this is great. You go back down memory lane on your old phone.
But it's weird. You go back to your old phone and you don't know how to use it. I'm like, wait, there's no middle button? It doesn't open with my face? What am I going
to
do?
It doesn't open with my face. Well, I'm going to have to use my hands.
Yeah. I'm like, what is this?
Old phones. I don't think I have any of my old phones.
If you ever, like, go back into a, like, even just, like, your phone from, like, a couple years ago or, like, just the last model you've had before your current one, it feels weird.
You're like, how did I live with this?
Every day when I set up the cameras for the show, I'm using old phones, like, especially the one that yours is. Mm-hmm. It's such a small, old iPhone. It's really weird to use it. Like, it just that small of a phone is strange.
Yeah. I drop my old phones in the Rules Recycle boxes.
Yeah, I just like to keep them as artifacts.
Artifacts?
Yeah.
Well, what do you do with them?
They're in a box in my closet.
You can sell them.
Yeah, how are they? So what? You plug them in and look at them?
Maybe.
You put those photos on a hard drive or something. Yeah, I just drop them.
Yeah, they're wiped. It's not like there's anything on them.
Whatever those. That's what I mean. Why keep them?
Yeah. You can put them with those recycle things that give you, like,
some money. Because in case one breaks, I have a backup. Yeah. And then I have a backup.
In case your iPhone X breaks, you have an iPhone 4?
Or an iPhone 5S or something?
Yeah, but, like, those don't even work anymore, I don't think.
Or 6S. I forget what I had last. Whatever I had last, I keep. And the other one is just funny because it's one of those, like, sidekicks, so...
Right, but that wouldn't
type sideways.
But that wouldn't work anymore either.
No, I just think it's funny to keep it. I don't know.
I see.
It is literally an artifact there.
I know.
A Razer phone.
Yeah.
Never had a Razer.
I heard they're like going to be making foldable phones again.
Somebody is. Somebody's making foldable phones now.
I think I saw Google or someone.
Yeah, they're supposed to be okay. I remember I had one of those Pebble watches for a hot minute.
Did you?
Yeah. They're like, oh, this is going to be the next thing. I think they got downgraded to smartwatches or whatever. But anybody watch that Steeler game last night?
I saw a few minutes, Jeez. But what a blowout.
Christ.
They are clicking on all. They won like 52-20 or something.
52-21.
Yeah.
Steelers against?
The Panthers. The
Carolina Panthers.
Are the Panthers good?
They are good. I mean, they're not like one of the best teams, but they're good a enough. Competitive team.
They're 6-3.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
And the Steelers just, and they're more of a defensive
six
team.
6-3. What's
and they
best?
Kick their butt.
So, but if you're, it's a bad time if you're that Le'Veon Bell guy. He's like, well, I don't know. Do I have leverage here?
Well, because Connor had a great game, but he got a concussion, and he might be out for a little while. So they might need Le'Veon Bell to come back and spell him for a few games.
Roethlisberger treated that team like a girl in the bathroom at Jack's.
Ooh. Too soon.
No, too man, soon. Too soon. 15 years ago.
No.
Too soon. Oh, Benny.
Steelers.
52 points.
I just don't like them.
That's a lot of goddamn points, man, in a football game. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? The Browns games are beating people up. So that is the other side. There's not too much violence on the field. They can't get too much done there. But they're beating a piss out of people after the game in the parking lot outside the stadium. Congratulations, Browns fans. Yeah, two people got beat up. But one guy ended up in the ER or something. Yeah. Guy from Toledo had bleeding on the brain and in critical condition.
Jeez.
After somebody punched him in the head outside of First Energy Stadium.
Oh, my God.
And this is one of these things where it's like, man, if there are drunk people around you, steer clear of them as best you can. A guy was throwing traffic cones at people, and another guy went up to tell him to knock it off, and the guy slammed his head into the concrete or something.
Jeez.
Be like, hey, there's a guy over there throwing. Find a cop who's nearby. There's a guy over there throwing traffic cones. I'm not going to go over there. He could have a gun in his sweatpants for all I know.
Yeah, I'm not going to confront people. I'm going to walk on by.
Yeah, I'm not going to a football game. Never been. Guess I'm not going.
Very same day, a woman from Worcester was sucker punched in the bathroom. Another chick just sucker punching a lady at the Brown Stadium. Left with a concussion. She was just standing at the sink when a woman walked out of a stall and punched her in the head.
Oh, my God.
Cool. Sounds like a good time. It's great PR.
Wildin'.
For the team. Yeah.
Hard knocks.
Average attendance of 67,000 people for home games this year. So there you go.
It's pretty good, right? No?
I guess. Yeah. Decent, yeah. It's not bad.
How many people does the stadium hold?
70, maybe?
70 something,
what's
yeah.
What's the record now?
Their record?
Yeah.
Like two
and what?
5-1 or something?
Yeah.
5-1.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Is Joe calling or what?
They keep telling me that he is running behind, and I said, well, I'm going to be going into a break in a few minutes, but there's really nothing they can do on that end. But,
yeah.
I mean, I'll either
He's calling from another country, right?
No, Craig Ferguson was set to, but he's not feeling well, so he's going to call on Monday. This is why I prefer to tape calls with people.
Yeah.
You do them live, they go, oh, he's going to be about 10 more minutes. I'm like, okay, well, then probably won't talk to him. But please give him my best. Please. I'm a big fan of Toys in the Attic. Hey, Pat.
Yo, Alan.
What's going on?
Yo, this past weekend at the LSU-Alabama game, a Alabama guy got killed after the game by two LSU fans.
Jesus.
That's insane.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, they arrested the two guys, too.
Call me F down.
Yeah. It was a bar fight.
Especially if you're playing Alabama, you know you're going to lose.
They're 9-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They call Alabama the Crimson Tide, Pat.
They do indeed.
Call me Deacon Blues. All right. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it, buddy. Joe in Philly.
Yo, what up, guys?
What up?
Yeah, all this fighting at Brown Stadium. If I was there, I'd feel like I was at home.
Trying to keep up with Philly.
Yeah.
Throwing car batteries at people and stuff. Yeah.
You should get a jail at the stadium now.
Well, we have one.
Yeah,
don't
I'm pretty
we?
Sure we
got
have
Brown's
one. Yeah.
jail. I imagine that the jail is the very first thing that they build in any football stadium when they build a new one. Nice big jail. to put all the mouth breathers into. Mm-hmm. That's what they. That's when they, do that silver shovel to break the ground on a new stadium. That's right where the jail is going to go. The brig.
Yeah, I think everyone's just taking after Philly's lead. I think we were one of the first ones to do that at the old Vet Stadium.
What's the point of having a jail? Why not just remove them from the?
Because they. It's not even that they just have a jail. They have a judge there. So that they can just get it all over
they
with.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just a drunk tank.
No, I don't know if it's that way in Cleveland, but in Philly, they have a judge there, too.
A judge!
Yeah. It's easier to process them that way. Instead of taking them from South Philly and taking them up all the way past Center City to process them, it's just easier to do it right at the stadium.
Wow.
Is that an elected or an appointed judgeship?
Yeah, where do you work? Oh, I work at the stadium. What do you do? I'm a judge.
I've served in this county nobly for 35 years overseeing Eagles fans in jail.
Yeah, that's the judge that pulled the short straw on that. I don't think anybody wants that job.
Wow.
So. Yeah, working on Sunday sucks.
And you're just talking to drunk people.
Huh, a judge. What do they give you? You give you a ticket or something,
that's
right?
Probably drunk and disorderly.
Right.
Yeah,
what do they need an on-site judge for that for?
I don't know. I've been in some games where some serious stuff goes down where people just crack their head on the concrete, just bleeding out all over the place.
Oh, it's awful.
Serious stuff.
Sucks. Jeez. Yeah,
it's pretty gnarly sometimes.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Keep your head off the concrete, all right?
Hey, when you guys are selling tickets for that donkey show, just let me know.
Basketball, not a donkey show.
They're not performing for you.
That's not a donkey show. Yeah. The Alcock Show donkey show. Right. Maybe we should call it that. Bill should have called his thing Cleavage and Beer.
Yeah.
We'll call it the Alcock Show donkey show.
All right, be safe.
All right, thank you, Joe. You be safe. Cat's going to get himself curb stomped one of these days.
Okay, so being called an audio hate crime by Ohio Quilter Magazine wasn't our proudest moment. The Alan Cox Show.
On 100.7.
WMMS.
Tom Papa used to open for Killswitch Engage. A lot of people don't know about that. Brings you back, doesn't it?
I like to say we co-headlined.
You'd flip back and forth. Sometimes they'd open for you.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a rowdy crowd at a Tom Papa show.
I felt bad for the guys because they'd come out to play and they would just get hit with water bottles until I came out.
Yeah, how do we follow that? Yeah. Welcome back.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Busy, busy?
I've
got a lot
busy.
Of plates spinning, my friend.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Literally.
I'm thinking about throwing them all into the garbage.
Oh, no.
Just giving it all up.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
Enough already.
You made some money, right?
Just let me tell jokes.
Yeah.
Be alone.
Be alone.
No, I'm working hard. I'm hustling.
Well, that's
I'm
what
all
I mean.
Over the place.
We were talking yesterday that you were going to be on, and I was kind of thinking, you know, you've talked about how it can be a challenge and also a relief to be away from home mm-hmm. for some time. You know, the life of a comic. But then you're doing the Baked show on Food Network.
Yeah.
You're doing the NPR show.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how often. I mean, obviously, you're on the road for the cooking show.
Yeah. And the NPR show wants me there as often as I can.
Now, where is there?
And then I had
that?
Book. The book came out, so I had this book tour at the same time as all that. This was all, by the way, the beginning of the year when I was like, you know, I think I'm going to tour like a rock band and just like pick my moments and just go out for a couple months and be around for the kids a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to be leaving the home in a while, a couple of years. I'm going to dial back the road a little bit. And then the tsunami hit of all those projects, and I've been gone since April.
Right. Since April.
Yeah, it's been really heavy since April.
Was a lot of FaceTiming? How does that work with the family? I'm always curious.
No, I do it old-timey. I just write like a letter on yellowed paper and send it in the post.
Do you have a feathered quill that you dip into an inkwell?
Yeah.
My dearest Clara, or whatever your daughter's name is.
Exactly, and I just give it to a gentleman down at the train station and hope it arrives in a month or two.
Oh, mail boy!
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah, and then they send me a response, and it catches me eventually in some hotel. Keeps being forwarded.
Uh-huh.
And
Papa sent a letter.
He's grown now.
He's grown.
It's been so after this weekend, I'll be home for Thanksgiving for like 2 weeks, which is like kind of a finish line of sorts.
Do you do New Year's Eve somewhere? Is that a big gig for you?
No. You know, since the beginning of my career, unless it's a real sweet gig,
uh-huh.
we celebrate New Year's with the family.
Okay.
And I don't have a real sweet gig this year.
A lot of the single dudes like Marr and Spade will do Hawaii every year.
Yeah.
You and Marr went to the same high school.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Pascack Hills High School in Montville, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Go Cowboys.
Yeah. Wasn't that the team?
And I met Marr, and he came... I don't know if I met him at like a dinner. I think he was in Vegas when I was working with Seinfeld. And I was all excited because...
Is that Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the other Seinfeld.
Mort Seinfeld was a big-time agent for a while.
Yeah. And I was all excited to meet Marr. And I was like, you know, one of those moments. We went to the same high school.
Uh-huh.
And he took the same bus into New York. And he was like...
Right.
Great. So, Jerry.
But he was about 10 years ahead of you, too, probably.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
At least. He's really old.
He's very old.
Yeah.
Yeah. North of 60.
Yeah.
It is weird to see those guys get, you know, I mean, I'm 47.
Yeah.
So it's weird to see the guys that are... your pop culture contemporaries.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm 60 now.
You know? I know. Like, it's so strange when you watch the news, especially because the news is for old people.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
You see, like, all these people who you like, what's her name from Halloween?
Jamie Lee Curtis,
yeah. Like doing like a bone density ad, and Sally Field talking about
the gut, the
peeing her pants.
Right.
Like, wait, these were I used to think they were beautiful.
Yeah, and now they're hawking poop yogurt.
Hey, they're still beautiful while they're hawking their poop yogurt. Like, yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis looks good for her.
She looks great.
Yeah. But that's why you always have that qualifier
for her age. Yeah, for her age. Yeah. No, it's not really good.
So, product as Tom Papa gets older or approaches that part of his life? What product do you look forward to hawking?
I think it would be alcohol.
Right.
I think it would be
just alcohol.
You know how they do generic milk commercials?
Yeah.
Got alcohol?
I'm Tom Papa for alcohol.
Do your hips hurt? Do you have trouble staying awake in public settings? Alcohol.
Alcohol.
You have to be around people you don't want to be around. Alcohol.
Are you tired of pretending that all this is fun? Alcohol. I'm Tom Papa for alcohol.
So the kids are almost, they're teenagers?
They are teenagers.
They're almost out of the house?
Yeah, I have a junior in high school.
Okay.
So she's, starting to get mail from universities. And she's going to be packing up her stuff in a couple of years, which is such a strange concept. Because I bought this house and live in this town, not for me, but for them.
Right.
I didn't want any of this.
And they're leaving.
And then they're going to leave.
Right.
And I'm going to be sitting there with my wife and the dog, like, what do we do now? I'm thinking we just dynamite the whole place, knock it down, and go back to living like we did when we first started dating.
Also, very progressive to have a female junior. That's, you know, there's not a lot of people that will do that. Tom Papa Jr.
as a girl. Tom Jr. Oh, Thomasina. She's gorgeous and beautiful.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like we did that project with those people. But I guess you wanted a place for them to come home and visit. I don't know.
Yeah, but you guys, you'll sell a house, get one of those, like...
get a timeshare.
No, you get like one of those one story glorified storage unit pads on Venice Beach.
Yeah,
and that's where you live.
And you don't
over by Duchovny and the whole crew.
You let the kids go. I mean, the one part is like now, like Thanksgiving, the kids come home. And they're just going to come sit in your storage shed. They probably won't come home as often.
They roll the door up and I'm home.
Hey, we're having sandwiches. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's
right. Want some alcohol?
Yeah. Be careful that oil lamp. Don't kick that over.
The company dropped off a bunch. We get it free.
Yeah.
Are you checking in on the fire situation?
Yeah, my wife. I was I said hello to you off air. That was my wife calling because.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on fire again.
Are you in Malibu? Are you near Malibu?
Well, we're near Calabasas.
Yeah.
And those things are not far. I mean, it seems far, like, during the day. I was just in Malibu this, you know, a couple days ago. And they're close. Like, with traffic,
there's a fire,
it seems
at the
like
zoo.
A far way away. But
yeah.
We're getting ash at our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fire doesn't get caught in traffic, so.
No.
Just go right on through.
I say in my act now that my kids run out on the lawn and catch ashes like they're snowflakes on their tongue.
No two is the same.
Yeah, and Santa's coming.
Yeah.
Throwing ash snowballs at each other.
Yeah, but it's really legit. Like,
yeah.
We're on fire a lot. And how about that whole town in Northern California?
Paradise.
It's gone.
Well, at the top of the show today, I was saying that I was really texting a handful of friends of mine who live out there. A friend of mine in Thousand Oaks, who evacuated. Wow. A friend of mine in Glendale, which is not that far from Calabasas.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're okay, but there's a fire at the zoo now.
Oh, my God.
And, like, we have friends that live in Burbank, and it's like, it's crazy.
I know. It's insane. It really is. It's like I've been saying for 10 years, like, LA is the future of global warming.
Yeah.
Like, when you are just driving around, you see people that they look like lizards, like they've been in the sun too long, and their skin is crackly.
Right.
And everything just feels very crisp and even the city
ready, like, to go off at any moment.
It's like a tinderbox.
Right.
It feels like that.
It's like
for a long time.
It's like everyone's living in a Dwayne Johnson movie now. You know?
Yeah. No,
buildings are going to fall over.
It's no joke. So, it's scary.
Fortunately, land is real cheap in Detroit.
I know.
So, and Detroit and Cleveland become the new 21st century hubs of commerce.
We're going to go retire in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Get your snow boots.
You get a lot more than a storage unit here.
Yeah.
You do all right here.
There's a lot.
You could buy the lake if you move here.
There's still a lot of construction downtown. I saw.
Well,
like,
they're fixing up the queue.
Well, we have to take everything down because we lost LeBron, so we got to put it all back to normal.
Is that affecting you? Is it a vibe, right?
Well, because, I mean, all the Cavs games were sold out last year, and now they are.
Not as much as when he left the first time.
Yeah.
That was more of like an economic and mental blow, I think. This time, though, in that
There's more stuff
happening here where they're like, all right, cool. We had him. He did what he
said. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's good. Yeah. Because you don't have, your baseball team's doing great and your football team's not as bad as the New York Giants, but they're pretty bad.
They're pretty bad, but we're used to that. And they won two games this year.
So
we're 200% better than we were last year.
Giants have won. They have one game.
Yeah.
They've only won one game. And so,
in one game.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, we're not used to being not the worst record in the league.
I know.
So we don't know how to handle it.
There's still time.
It was like the Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl, the first win we had to break that streak.
I know.
There were there were tens of thousands of people celebrating everywhere.
I didn't know that we had a beer fridge here, one of those victory fridges.
Oh, really?
And then I saw some people drinking beers here, and I was like, I want one of those. So I was at home watching it in, like, a pair of basketball shorts, and I'm like, I'm going down there, and I'm getting one of those victory beers because it's been a while.
Yeah, you earned it.
Yeah.
Well, more power to you. It is nice to be back. I liked this. You know, it's 80 degrees. I mean, the reason we're on fire is that it's 80 degrees. It was nice to pack my pea coat and hat and come to the land of snow.
Sure. Yeah. You know, you get to use them every so often when you come to Cleveland.
People see me, like, walking out to get in the car in the morning, like, where are you going? You're carrying this coat like an army buddy on your back. Uh-huh.
If I don't make it back, send for my dinners.
Well, it's good for you, too, and any comics that come by, because you're not going to have to compete with, oh, there's a Cavs game tonight. LeBron's going to win everything for us. Can't come to the comedy show. Now everyone's like, where do we go now? What do we do?
That's true. It's good for business.
Yeah.
So I was trying to find out. I was really legitimately scouring the Food Network schedule for Baked.
Yes.
Are you in between seasons? How is that laying out? They've got video of the Cleveland visit up there.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
The pierogi pocket.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy doing it? I mean, is it you have one season under your belt?
One season under our belt, waiting to hear if we're going to make another season.
Okay. Oh, so that's still kind of up in the air.
Yeah.
Now, how do they do? They just look at ratings, or do they have some kind of other metrics on, like, how popular bread is in general?
I don't know how television works.
We surveyed 100 people about bread.
Right. We got one tweet from a guy who says he's gluten intolerant, so we're not going to make any more.
That's right.
I don't know. I have no idea how it really
would
works.
You like to make another one, or was it more than you thought it would be?
It was, I like being a part of it. I like being, you know, it's a lot of work. Like I said, it's a road show.
So, yeah, it's traveling.
It's another thing I've got to, you know, pack my bag for. But I do, you know, it was a goof. It really was just me baking bread at home. I wasn't trying to get a Food Network.
Sure.
This became an obsession and a hobby of mine. And it just caught on social media. And
it also shows how niche-y television programming has become on food channels.
Yeah.
Because there used to be one food channel. Food right. Network might have been the first one.
Yeah.
Food Network. And now there are a couple of them.
Yeah, cooking.
They all got to come
There's
up.
There's all kinds of shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they all got to come up with more and more kind of esoteric programming.
Yeah. But I have to say, it's a cool thing to be a part of, like, this world all of a sudden. Like, it's nice that people are... really enthusiastic about it and telling me that I've inspired them to bake bread, and they're sending me the pictures and showing up at my shows with stuff. Yeah. And it really is kind of like this fun, very organic, cool thing, as opposed to, like, you know, auditioning for something or really trying to develop a show and really trying to get on television. This one just kind of, I was just letting it happen.
I liked you on The Nick. I was bummed that that went away.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You know,
that was a great
show.
You
know, the next chapter of that show is supposed to be is that you move 20 years ahead with that hospital.
Okay.
Right? So, like, the building stays the same.
It was already turn of the century.
Yeah. And then it's supposed to go through time every 20 years.
Oh,
and
I see.
New cast of characters kind of a thing.
Well, that would have been neat.
I know, but I don't know what happened. I guess they don't have another idea, or maybe, I'm not sure. But
no
that
clue.
Show was great.
Well, because for a while they said, well, we're just going to keep doing it without Soderbergh. Like, there was somebody else that would do it. But everybody else kind of went off and did other things.
Right.
And I thought, well, maybe if Tom Papa is the last one standing,
yeah.
it'll just be him selling X-ray. You were the X-ray salesman.
The X-ray
yeah.
yeah.
It'll be following an X-ray salesman at the turn of the century.
That would be a good show.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I think that was my line. Like, I set some guy up for an X-ray, and I'm, like, doing the whole machine, and I'm, like, I have him stand there with a metal plate in front of him, hold that up to your face, and now I come over here and dial this in. Okay, great, I'm going to turn it on. And it turns on, and I'm like, all right, good. Now just stand there for an hour.
Yeah. I believed you when you were x-raying that guy.
I just went for, I was just at the dentist. I finally broke up with my old dentist, which was just...
That's
like
a tough move.
It's a tough move.
It's like a stylist or a barber.
Yeah, it took a long time. I felt like
there's a connection there.
I was like an abusive relationship, but I still couldn't end it. And I finally broke away and went to a new one, but I had to get all new x-rays done. And they're
That's
really
miserable.
It's miserable, and it's not a pleasant thing, and I still am bumped by how freaked out they are that the machine is on. You know what I mean?
Like, everyone is column.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hiding. They're out in the hallway.
And you're exposed to it.
Yeah, you've got this big, awful blanket on you and just popping things off on your skull.
And it's technology that doesn't seem to have advanced in 30 years. I'm sure that it has. I don't know how it works. But it seems like they're doing the same thing now that they did when I was a kid.
All of dentistry.
Yeah,
they still have those horrible tools. They're still just knocking into your jaw. It's like, come on, you've got to come up with some other style.
Yeah, a little bit softer version of it.
Yeah, not so pointy.
I wanted to ask you this, going back to the baked goods. Did you try some of Erica's keto cookies?
I did.
And what'd you think?
They're disgusting.
I know.
And they're kind
of... Because it
kind
of tricked you, didn't it?
Yes, they made me mad. Because they look like cookies. They smell like they might be cookies. They're not cookies.
We had someone from the back office who asked to remain anonymous, who had to tell me something and walk by and grabbed one. And took a bite, and they go, "What is this?" And I go, "It's keto cookies." They're like, "Ugh,
yeah."
And I go, "Well, it's." I go, "They go, what is that?" And I go, "It's a diet thing."
I've
and
been
it's-
trying out all of my keto. I have gone keto for the last few months for health reasons, and I keep trying to convince myself that, like, the things that I'm baking are just as good as the original. You know,
I know.
But I also haven't had a real cookie in 2 months, so, like, to me, this is like. Oh,
your radar is all off.
But I will say the cheesecake thing I made, Bill, I think that's probably the best thing I make.
That was awesome.
Because I really don't think you can tell the difference.
Oh,
cheesecake
yeah?
is one of those things you can kind of like...
Because you can use cheese in keto, right? Like
you can, yes. So, I mean,
just
the primary
no
ingredients are there.
No sugar?
Yeah, it's all swerve, they call it. It's
swerve.
Like a sugar alcohol.
Right.
It swerves away from flavor.
Yeah.
That's right.
Swerves you back into...
I knew that was going to happen to you because I was like, well, maybe we'll bring the cookies in and I can ask Tom if he wants to try one.
Yeah.
And give him and preface it by saying this isn't what you're expecting it to be.
Right.
But then they were just sitting back
there sitting
and
the
they look like cookies.
I know. I was like, oh, this... And they're salty enough where they kind of... when it's done, you're like, was that a cookie?
I know.
But it's not.
I know.
Yeah, the sea salt might have been just because there's patches where it's too much. I like them because I've been on the same
diet.
So it,
like, we're both deprived of junk food.
Yeah, you're prisoners. So. Yeah, you're prisoners, and somebody is giving you an out for a minute. I know. Look, my
you could put a pepperoni on that, and I'd still eat it and be like, this is great. Yeah. Because I can eat it.
No, and I've been watching your show, and you're like making all these delicious baked goods.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there in my kitchen using fake sugar, and I made a fake cornbread the other day, and I'm just like, this sucks.
But butter, you can use butter, right?
All kinds of butter. There's a whole stick of butter in there.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, butter is, that's what I found going around all these bakeries.
Yeah, that one bite you took was 1,200 calories.
Yeah, it's like so much butter. Like, I mean, a ton of butter and everything. And but for some reason, it doesn't taste like there's even butter in there.
Yeah, because, it's grass-fed. No big deal.
You know, I live in L.A., so there's a lot of vegan friends and vegan restaurants, and you have these vegan desserts, and my wife is a vegetarian, and she'll bring in these, like, vegan desserts once in a while, and it's, like you said, it's, you're like, oh, this, even, like, we get this, we call it faking. It's And it's like, oh, yeah, this is good, and then you have someone who eats real bacon come over and they're like, what is this? Like, it's bacon. It's like, no,
it's like wax paper. Yeah.
I think part of it is the mind trick, you know?
For sure.
And it's just like, you I know what I'm expecting going into it.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting it to be bad.
Yeah.
And then I'm surprised when it's tolerable.
Well,
you know?
It's gotta be good for, it's gotta be like a mental release for you to actually think you're eating a cookie.
Oh, 100%. Because I miss, that's the one thing I miss is like bread.
Yeah.
Like anything that resembles a baked good is what I miss.
I know.
I love, I'm always entertained by the lengths to which vegetarian and vegan recipes will try to replicate every aspect of the actual food that they can't have.
The bleeding burgers.
The burger bleeds, and I'm like, well, it's beet juice. Why would you try to replicate arguably the grossest part of eating meat for people who specifically don't want that? Oh, it's beet juice.
We're going to give you the satisfaction of killing something and then bite into this vegetable.
It still looks awful.
No, I mean, my wife went to a friend's birthday the other day, and this nice vegan restaurant, you can't get a plate of vegetables at this place. It's like, just give me a potato and some vegetables. They're all like mimicking, here's buffalo wings.
Right.
And here's nachos. Yeah. Right. It's like, just no, don't pretend.
Because you could
embrace
put,
it.
You could put crudité on the table at home.
Yeah.
Go in there. They're like, hey, look at this.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. It's buffalo fried cauliflower.
Yeah. But you do feel better. You feel good.
I mean, yeah, I feel like being on this consistent diet definitely helps. I mean, I lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
So, like, it works. It's just, it's still, they tell you that you get used to it and you won't miss things after a while.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
How long
that's
you been
what people
doing it?
Tell themselves. Like, what, almost 3 months, maybe? 2.5 months?
So you haven't gone through Thanksgiving, Christmas?
No, but I already have, like my alternatives planned out. Like, you know, mashed cauliflower instead of mashed potatoes. And I'm making a berry crumble instead of having pie.
Right.
But I don't know how many of my family members are going to jump on board with me.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be like,
wife,
that's fun.
Does your wife make you stay kind of vegetarian when you're home? Or do you play along or no?
She doesn't make me, but because, and my daughters don't eat meat either.
Oh.
So out of solidarity you do it?
So I just don't
really
eat that much meat
as
I probably would if I was with a meat eater. So I just kind of don't really eat as much when I'm home. I am doing, actually now that I have a dog,
you're walking.
I'm doing a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, I'm friends with Joe Rogan.
Sure.
And he's a big elk hunter. So every time I see him, he gives me bags of elk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, and I bring it home. And my wife, who would get annoyed when I used to bring it home, now is like, are you going to give any to Bella? Are you going to make some of that for Bella?
For the dog.
She's happy.
So it's good. Yeah. Give it to the dog. But, you know, you don't need
exactly.
The dog is eating great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I definitely curb it because I live in that house. And which is fine, but I can't cut it out completely. I just
you hit the
road.
You're eating bread and steak and stuff.
I'm eating like
good
live
you.
Pigeons. Anything I can get my hands on.
Head first or feet first? That's really
just like a little rat tail hanging out of thing on the subway.
Yep.
I kind of lose it. Like I'll hang in there for a bit. And you know, my youngest used to eat meat, and now she doesn't. She's 13, and every once in a while, she'll come up to me and, do we have any turkey? She's an athlete.
She's jonesing.
And she starts to, yeah, she's, her body wants it. And she's like, I'll sneak her turkey sandwiches on the side like a drug dealer.
I've put some beef jerky under your pillow.
Meet me by the back door in a half hour.
Yeah. Tom Papa is at Hilarity's tonight. Yeah. Always good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in.
This is a treat.
Continued success with everything.
Likewise. You too.
When, if Baked gets picked up again, call in and promote it and all that stuff.
I absolutely will. Can I just call in once in a while just to say hello?
Anytime you want.
When I'm not promoting something?
I have an open phone policy for you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, cool.
I'll take you up on it.
And Tom Papa on Twitter, P-A-P-A.
Yeah, and you also got a book in there, like all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah, buy my book. Let's plug that.
What's the book called again?
That's the most important thing. It's called Your Dad Stole My Rake.
Right.
And Other Family Dilemmas.
I bought it for my dad for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And makes a great holiday gift.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Christmas time. Get it on Amazon.
Right.
It's suitable for vegans, keto.
It's gluten-free. Yeah.
Gluten-free yeah. book.
It looks like a book, and it really is a book.
(216) 578-1007 or 800-348-1007 35192. You want to text me? Shot to get to our sold-out Alter Ego show in about 5 or 6 minutes. We were giving away tickets a few weeks back for Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. He just played maybe a week ago. He did a show at the Agora. He's doing some solo dates with Matt Sorum, who's been behind the drums for Guns N' Roses for a long time, and this Nashville guitarist named Austin Hanks. And by and large, the tour's been going pretty well. The guy that was opening the tour, I'd never heard of him, but he was an America's Got Talent finalist.
Oh, who was it?
Benton Blount.
No, I don't remember.
Blount? And he was the opening act for Billy Gibbons' tour. Hmm. Until management called him and said he was kicked off the tour.
Why?
Because he had posted a pro-Trump Facebook picture. See, I don't like this kind of stuff.
I don't like that either.
This makes me nervous. He had a MAGA hat on. He was holding Chick-fil-A. He had his I voted sticker
holding
on.
Chick-fil-A.
Well, okay, so he's got his MAGA hat on, his I voted sticker, holding a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and the caption said, "Someone reading this just got offended multiple times. My work here is done. #vote. And the management calls and says that he's been kicked off the tour. And I'm like,
I don't see anything wrong with that.
So see, he can go without like trying to trigger people. Like, if
but
you,
it's
if
free.
But if you're voting,
we got to stop with the triggering. Stop.
But I'm saying
it's a photo. It's his opinion. It's on Facebook.
He can do that.
Why? Huh?
He can do that. That's all well and fine. But why do you have to put the caption? I know all the snowflakes are gonna get.
No, know, he said someone. He said someone reading this just got offended multiple times. Mm-hmm. I've seen way worse than that.
But he's an opener. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not his tour. So if they want to kick him off the tour,
no, they can absolutely do that. Right. I'm just saying. I don't think they should have. It's not a good look.
I don't think they should have, but I think it was. I see why they did it.
Because he's
going to become more of a story than the actual tour.
He's going to sabotage.
It feeds into that right-wing victim thing where they're like, oh, we're being suppressed. And in a case like this, you go, well, all right, you got one.
I don't think this is that bad.
He said he never spoke with Billy Gibbons personally, but that he often... I don't know where the guy's from, but if he's from Nashville or South Carolina or some, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a Trump guy.
But also, when someone's trying to trigger you and you actually fall for it, you're stupid.
You lose.
Like, if you saw that and go, oh, I'm offended by this, be like, why? That's not... He's trying to get that reaction.
And he's saying go vote. Yeah. Like, he's getting a rise out of people to go vote.
But there are people there that they're internet trolls, and they post pictures to have people get pissed off. And then when they do, they're pissed. Why is everyone all harping on me? Why is everyone trying to get me
fired?
What I'm saying is,
of all the tours you would think he'd get fired, Billy Gibbons from Texas. Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's from New York, actually. But, you know, they're a Texas band.
Yeah.
Out of all the tours that you think... would be like, yeah, that's all right. We don't care. You think it'd be the Billy Gibbons?
I think
tour.
If enough people complain about something, people just do what they feel like.
I feel like this is more someone in management pulled the trigger too quickly.
Yeah.
And if they were to ask Billy Gibbons or the other people in the, they'd be like, we don't care.
They
That's
thought it
fine.
Would be a Roseanne situation. Yeah. We're going to sign this dude. He's going to be trying to say all this stuff before.
No, no,
every
no.
Show.
Nobody knows who the guy is. He, unless you watch America's Got Talent, you
I didn't
probably
remember him, and I watch that show.
I don't watch it, so I don't know. But if you're the opener on the solo tour for the ZZ Top guy, you're not even opening for ZZ Top.
Yeah.
You're opening the Billy Gibbons solo tour. I don't like that. I don't like getting fired because you had a photo in a MAGA hat. There's people in MAGA hats doing way, you know, if you're not punching someone in the face or screaming at them, I'm fine. You know?
Yeah.
If you're not trying to actively make life difficult for another person because of what you mistakenly think is the right way to do things, I'm fine.
I'm pleased to say, I don't think I've ever seen... I'm pleased to say that I don't think I've ever seen a person wear a MAGA hat in real life.
Oh, I haven't.
I've never seen a person wear a MAGA hat.
Person we work with.
Oh, I've right, I guess I have, though.
I've never seen him wear it. I've never seen him wear it.
I think he sleeps in it.
It's just posted on, like, his little cubicle thing. Like, I don't...
I'm not gonna lie, the...
I've never seen him wear it.
What was the day Trump was here? Was that on Monday, when I went home sick?
Mm-hmm. Trump was... Oh, the rally.
It was Monday, yeah, when Trump was here. Well, I drove past the airport.
Mm-hmm. It was at the IX Center.
And, oh, I didn't realize that's where he was speaking.
Yeah.
Well, there are people, you know, there's that 100th Bomb Group restaurant there. Now, mind you, I was in a bit of a barfy haze. I had a plastic bag around my face. And
looped
was,
around your ears.
I was barfing into my bag most of the ride home.
Oh, but, God, I wish we had. Now, that I want video
I'm
of. All these
lie.
Other selfies you do, and you didn't do a selfie of that?
I got really close. I thought for a second that maybe I should just put my camera. I have, like, one of those dash, like, clip things for my
yes,
phone.
Yes, that we want
to
see.
I clip it, but then I felt so horrible. I'm like, no, there's no way I'll let anyone see this. But, I look up enough from my plastic bag to see that there's all these people parked at the 100th Bomb Group. A lot of times they'll look when planes are coming in. Mm-hmm. So that, oh, is there some big plane coming in? And then I was like, oh, wait, Trump's here today. Maybe they're waiting to see the plane land or something. There's all, like, a line of MAGA hats. And I'm just like...
Oh, I thought you meant it was protests.
No. It was people wanting to get
to
a glimpse
protest.
Of the president somehow.
I see.
And I thought about yelling out my window, but I was like, I'm half barfing right now. Like, they're going to be like, this girl has a plastic bag around her face, and she's yelling at us. Like, so I just kept on
Make
going.
Make America but, gag again.
Yeah.
But there were a ton. That's the only time I've seen MAGA hats in the flesh was driving past that.
I've never seen one. I want to see one.
Saw a guy wearing one at the Harbor Inn. I told the story. I went
Harbor Inn is bought, yeah, very bought Trumpy.
Him. Yeah, I know. But I mean,
I still love that place.
On that day, it wasn't.
Where's the Harbor Inn?
Flats.
Down the flats. But it's a weird mix of like hipsters and
you've
MAGA hats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been there.
Okay.
We go there sometimes after the Corona cruise.
It's been there for 100 years.
Yeah, okay.
Another guy lost his job. He's a nurse, and he lost his job on election day. Well, once the photo went around. A guy named Clayton Hickey. Perfect,
good name.
Perfect name for a guy like this. Clayton Hickey is a male nurse. He's in Mississippi. And a photo somebody took of him at a polling place. He was wearing a T-shirt that had a Confederate flag, a noose, and the words Mississippi Justice. Now, if you know anything about history, Mississippi has a very notorious history of nooses and fires and all kinds of things. So somebody took a photo of him. Why you'd wear that to the poll? Of course, it's Mississippi. Who knows?
Like, he was posing for the photo, or they
no, no, him somebody took a photo of him.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then it goes around. Of course, he was identified as a hospital employee. He is a former police officer from Memphis who lost his job 8 years ago after he was found with a 17-year-old girl and an open container of alcohol.
Hmm.
So
that's why it's important for everyone Emmy to get Award out winner. To vote, because you're trying to counteract that vote.
That guy's voting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know what ballot initiatives were on in Mississippi that was trying to probably drop the age of consent. That's why that guy was there.
Oh, God.
14! Sign me up! Bull. So people at the hospital were like, we got to let this guy go, because now patients who are being treated by this guy and coworkers are going to be all freaked out. They're like, you're supposed to, you know, you're a nurse. You're supposed to be committed to...
Do no harm.
A safe working environment for people. And if you're walking around in a Confederate flag noose T-shirt.
Cop to nurse, too. That's an interesting jump.
While you're voting. Cop to nurse, yeah.
It always makes me think, like, do I know any, like, are there any racist doctors out there? Would they not operate on a black
person?
There
are racists in every...
There are racists everywhere.
But that doesn't mean you wouldn't operate on a black person. It just means that when nobody's, you know...
You'd be a little more careless.
Or you, right? No.
Yes! Why wouldn't they? Why would they want to succeed in life?
There are racists who will bang black people.
I know, but I'm sure there are racist doctors out there that won't try as hard to save a life.
I always think that.
I hope that's not a real thing.
I always think that. I'm like, I hope this doctor isn't racist. I hope having my mom wait for me in the lobby is not going to, like, work against me here.
I don't know.
You have to deal with it, but I think about that all the time.
Racist doctors.
Yeah.
I guess you have to hope that you are not in the group they're racist against. They might love black people, hate Asians. Right?
Specific.
A lot of Asian doctors. What if you're an Asian doctor who hates Ukrainians?
Well, it's possible.
A lot of Ukrainians in the Cleveland community, right? A lot of Eastern Europeans, Polish, Slovaks, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What if you're an Asian doctor, doesn't like Slovaks? Imagine that.
It's very specific.
Racism doesn't always paint with such a broad brush. You know, your ground floor racism, sure. Black folks, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody brown. But there's got to be racism against... You know, you go back far enough where it was mostly white people in this country doing things. You had Irish people hating Germans.
Yeah.
And you had Italian and even in the Asian community, there's like a hierarchy amongst them that if you're from Japan,
maybe you hate Filipinos.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, Filipinos are like the bottom of the barrel.
The very bottom. Yeah. You mean like Japanese, Chinese, Korean. Yeah. Yeah.
Why are Filipinos at the bottom of the barrel?
Because they're further down the globe.
Oh. No, because they are not as... And this is their thinking over there, because they are mixed with American culture and not as pure. So that and the Spanish influence. So they look down on Filipinos. Gotcha.
Those are much more mixed countries. Mm-hmm. Like Japan, everybody's Japanese.
Mm-hmm. China, most people are China. Chinese.
Most people are China in China. Mm-hmm. Is what I find.
Most people are delicate glass in China.
Most people love the wrestler. R.I.P. Mm-hmm. There is a Dutch man who is 69 years old, and he is suing to legally lower his age to 49 so that he can get a date on Tinder.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, plenty of people already lie about their age on dating apps, so he's trying to make a point. This is clearly a guy who's trying to put a stick in the spokes here. He's like, hey, people are saying that they're boys when they're girls, and people are redefining themselves by all these other things. Why can't I redefine my age? He says it's... Now, first of all, I don't know why the guy's giving people his real age if he feels like he's 20 years younger. Why can't I decide my own age, he says.
I feel like you can.
Doctors told him he had the body of a 45-year-old, so why can't he be 49? When I'm on Tinder and I say I'm 69, I don't get an answer. He's Dutch, so it's probably like, we're in 49. And I don't know what they sound like, but you know, I probably nailed that. He said, when I'm 49 with the face I have, I will be in a luxurious position. So maybe listen to this in Poundcake's voice.
Yeah.
When I'm 69, I'm limited. Now, first of all, this guy does not look 49 years old. He looks, I guess, good for 69.
Let's see.
Close-cropped hair. Looks like he might be in good shape. Got the goatee. Definitely does not look 49 years old. That's a weird thing about lying about your age. You want to kind of get people to believe the age you're giving them.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Because if you say he's 49 years old, you're like, whoa, you look terrible.
Awful for 49. I would not go out with you. Yeah. I'd be worried you'd fall over.
And also, you're on the wrong app. Like, you're not going to get dates on Tinder. You gotta go on different apps. Like, that's just the reality of the situation.
He's a public speaker and calls himself a positivity guru.
No way this guy looks 49.
No, he does not look 49. But he's launching a legal battle to try to get his age legally changed.
I like the photo in the suit with his arms crossed. I mean business about changing my age.
Don't I look a 49?
Definitely not.
If you can change your name and change your gender, why can't I change my age?
My dad looks better than him, and he's 60.
I see how these things can be confusing to people, but I still feel like those are very different and distinct things.
Mm-hmm.
Age is quite literally something that, well, I'm not even going to get into it. Because it's confusing. It's all confusing to me, too.
You want to change your age? Change your age, but it's not going to help the situation. People still aren't going to, they're not going to see your 49 and say, I'll go with him. He's only 49.
Not only that, when they're going to go, oh my God, he died at 50.
Yeah.
Oh, it turns out he was 70. Yeah. Oh, he died so, hey.
Also, if you do a lawsuit to try and get your age legally changed, everybody's going to talk about it and know that you're that age.
I know.
Right. You got to do that in secret.
He's going to be back on Tinder, and he's going to have to hope to get girls who don't read the news, according to Der Telegraph. Didn't I see you in Der Telegraph? No, not me.
I wish I could see, like, one more photo of him. Because
aren't you the guy who... Well, he's got a website.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah, with him clean-shaven, he looks better, if that's him. I don't know if that's him. It's like a personal, it's like a seminar speaker website.
I try to find another picture, and it's him in the same suit jacket with his arms folded, just in a different angle.
Yeah. Oh, it is him, actually. That goatee is not doing him any favors. When he's clean-shaven...
He's got age spots, too. He could get those removed.
But when he's clean-shaven and his hair's a little bit longer, I mean, it's gray, but he definitely looks younger than 69.
But doesn't look 49.
But not 49. No, not 49 years old.
Hell no.
He's an entrepreneur in personal development. First of all, the people who use... nothing. Those people who use that kind of claptrap to, you know, define their career, they should be... They're clearly making everything up. Make your age up, too. But I'm telling you what... If this takes off over there, we're going to be bombarded by Dutch people who look way older than they say they are. Imagine that world. Right? I'm a 35. No, you're not. I'm 47. I look younger than you.
I think they say skull as cheers.
Yeah, skull.
Another ringing endorsement.
You're an idiot. Your show sucks. And you've proven that many times.
For the Alan Cox Show.
You're so stupid.
On 100.7 WMS.
To send me a text. AlanCoxShow.com for all the other good stuff. A lot of archived video there for you. Christy's Instagram hotties. We... put one of those up every week, every Monday. And if you want to watch the live stream, you can certainly do that there, too. The chat room is open and all that. Cavs are off tonight. They will be in Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. That is an 8 o'clock game. So your pregame will start around 7:30 here at MMS. Want to get some appropriate gear for whatever. You can get it at CLE Clothing Company. Got the MMS 50th Anniversary Retro Tees still there. World Series of Rock throwbacks all through the month of November. Want to use the promo code TURKEY, and that will take 20% off the top, whatever you buy. Whether you do it in store, whether you do it online, just give them TURKEY, and they'll take that off. You know, we missed the Joe Perry call. Did they ever call and say that they... No, okay.
No.
Well, we're supposed to talk to Joe Perry today, and what I really want to talk to him about was the very first time that he left Aerosmith was in 1979. Mm-hmm. And it was because of a fight that happened at the MMS World Series of Rock show.
Really? Oh.
Like, his wife threw something at another bandmate's wife. Like a glass of milk or something. Now, in the 70s, I can't believe there was milk at an Aerosmith backstage. Unless it was to cut, you know, I don't know. Unless
cut.
It was for you. Yeah. They were using it for something other than its... normal and intended purpose. I really want to ask him about that, though. But it's for another day, I guess.
Milk's actually really bad for singers.
It makes you phlegmy.
Yeah.
Boy, they really did want me to come to this year's holiday party.
Yes, they did.
I woke up to that this morning, and I was like, you have to be kidding me.
Everybody got a new email from management.
The whole company.
Saying that they were moving the time of this year's holiday party. I wasn't even really complaining about it. Everybody was complaining about me saying I wasn't going to go. I wasn't complaining.
But then you were saying that it's that the reason you weren't going because of the time.
That's right. Because
that you're not just going to poke your head in for the last like half an hour of the event.
Except in retrospect, now I realize that I really screwed myself.
Should have left it alone.
Now don't go.
I should have left it alone.
Still don't go.
No, I'll go.
You can't not go now. If they change the whole time for you.
They moved. I should really bitch about things more often around here. It was 5 to 8, and they moved it 6:30 to 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And in the email, it said, we want to accommodate.
The PM drive.
So the afternoon people, I'm like, well, I know who he's talking to. He's talking to me. Of course.
So that means he heard you complaining yesterday. Who else does he care about in the afternoon?
And he met you halfway. Now, if he got it moved to Friday, then that would have been so
Listen,
amazing.
I wasn't suggesting anything get changed on my account.
Well,
so.
They wouldn't be able to do it to Friday at Hofbräu House, because I don't think they even rent out the place on Fridays.
You don't have to do it at Hofbräu House.
It's fun there, though. I like
know,
it there.
I like it there, too, but it's, you know.
So I'll go. I hit the.
I'll go.
You have to
I'll
go.
Go. I'll go. I hit the accept on the invitation.
You did.
I did.
I'm sure. I'm
that
sure
was my
Keith
primary
had
complaint.
A little, notification. When,
well, I'm sure he did.
You accepted, and he went, "Ooh, goody!"
I think about the people where the earlier time was better for them. Now they're like, "What is this nonsense?"
Yeah, they have you to blame.
It's because of me.
But now they understand what it feels like to be us. They're like, "Oh, wow! It doesn't accommodate me and my life and my job."
Nobody's ever going to understand what it's like to be me, Poundcake. I don't know what you're talking about.
I wasn't just talking about you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Rover's
well, I'm
crew,
talking about me. Huh?
What if Rover's crew complains that it's too late because they have to go to bed early so they can get up in the morning?
Then it'll be at 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I can only speak for myself, but...
they stay out late.
Look at that AC bump. That AC influence.
Yeah, I complained about the 50th anniversary party being too early. And they ain't changed the time at all.
No, that's right. You're Bill Squire.
Yeah.
I had to floor
I'm Alan Cox.
Yeah.
AC bump.
Goddamn Alan Cox.
Putting me in my place.
What, Poundcake?
I said I had to floor it there to that 50th anniversary party because it was all the way in Beechwood.
I'm like, Poundcake's like, I hope they don't run out of free food.
Uh-huh. They did.
Oh,
they had plenty.
It was on point. The cupcakes, the cake, the hors d'oeuvres.
The cupcakes and the cake.
Oh, my God.
So much fun.
The hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, it was. Like little finger sandwiches.
Hors d'oeuvres.
I didn't have any food, but...
You know how I love a finger sandwich. I was just like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Like, it was great.
He likes a finger in any form in which it
comes.
Sandwich, human, whatever.
My one gripe was they didn't have a drink named after our show.
But they said that it's because it was all morning shows. Like three generations of morning shows.
I didn't care about that.
Almost 10 years.
As long as those... For me, not you.
I didn't say it would be the Poundcake.
I'm saying you haven't been here 10 years. I don't care, you shouldn't care.
Right.
You don't care about a lot of stuff that I care about.
Right, but it's got nothing to do with you.
But maybe you're just being too modest.
No. It doesn't matter. The drinks they had were good. I don't care what they're called.
I didn't say they were nasty. I just said it would have been cool to see... The Alan Cox. I don't know.
The Alan
the
Cox.
The cocktail.
Right, but what if that drink sucked?
Then everyone would look at Alan like, your drink sucks.
Right. Oh, did you tell them to make that? Ugh. I go, no. So, no, it's fine. The drinks were good.
I just like that you got the party moved this year.
Yeah.
That's some pull, man.
I'm going to start being a squeaky wheel more often around here. Right?
They're like, please don't do that. Please see this as a one-off.
Yeah, right? Once every 8 years, I complain about something.
Yeah.
But
that'll be good. It'll be
good,
perfect timing.
It'll be fine. We'll go.
We'll roll in around, 7 o'clock-ish by the time we get over there and park and everything.
Right.
Be prime time.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you don't want to be the first one there.
Well, I probably really screwed the salespeople because they wanted to come from work right to the thing. You know what I mean?
Probably some of them might.
Work till 5. What do you mean? 5 is like normal.
Yeah, but that's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half until the thing starts.
But now they can go home and they can get ready.
But there's other rooms there.
Right, but
everybody wants to get a little fancy for this.
Gussied up.
I did get special pants to wear for the occasion.
Pardon me?
What are special pants?
You'll see.
When is it? It's December?
December 10th.
December 10th,
Monday?
Okay.
Monday? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, December 10th. Updated, right in my phone. All right.
Our last week of the year.
You have, last live show of the year is December 14th.
I have what?
You have special pants.
I ordered some holiday pants.
All right.
You'll see.
I will see.
Last year I wore my festive... Now you've
forced me to remember to look at your pants at the holiday party.
I wore a festive sweater last year that had some kind of, saying on it. I'm trying to remember what it said. I know I have a picture of it, but I wore it and everyone was commenting on my festive sweater. So
did
like,
it say Holly Jolly?
Nah, it had I don't know. It was like Merry Effin' Christmas or I don't know.
Okay.
Something cheeky.
All right.
I don't remember. But I want to continue the theme of being festive at the party.
Okay. Well, I will wear whatever I'm wearing to work that day.
That day? Yeah.
I'll come from
you
work.
You won't wear a blazer?
I will not.
Or a floral
I don't
button
know that
up?
I own a blazer.
Yes, you do.
It's not a blazer. That's like
a suit jacket.
The jacket. Isn't, right. isn't a blazer like a thing with...
It's the
with
same thing as a jacket.
Suede patches?
It doesn't have to be.
You sure?
Yes.
It's not a houndstooth thing?
No.
All right. Break out my herringbone? No, I'll
show up dressed as Santa.
Hello! No, Bill's got the Santa thing on lock.
Don't have
someone
the suit anymore,
to show
though.
Up as Santa.
Maybe but someone will, but
we
that's
have
on,
a, we have
that's
a Santa
them.
Suit, and I think Pika usually wears it.
Yeah. You mean, what? No, that's Santa that wears it, Bill.
Santa's not 6'8".
I don't know how tall Santa is. I've never seen him. He always showed up after I went to sleep.
That's right.
Santa could be like that kid out in Geneva, for all I know.
Yeah. It's the only thing
Slender Man Santa.
Santa has in common with Pika is that they both wear red hats.
Hi-oh!
Hey!
It's true.
I will say the food's not necessarily up your alley because everything's like heavy. That's why I like it.
I don't eat at those things anyway.
Oh, man. I love it. Free plate of food? Don't have to worry about dinner that night?
It always depends on what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't eat something just because it's free.
They've got schnitzel, and they've got... Sauerkraut.
I've been there. I understand.
Pretzels. You said that's what you're going to get.
I said that's what I'm going to get?
You said yes. You said the pretzels got me.
Oh, right. Yes.
Well, he was being sarcastic because we said, well, they're going to have pretzels there. And Alan's like, oh, well, that sold it. I'll go there for the pretzels.
I don't mind a pretzel every now and then. I'll have a piece of a pretzel. I won't eat a whole pretzel.
Yeah, a whole pretzel's a lot.
A whole pretzel in one bite.
One bite.
I have a pretzel challenge.
I mean, schnitzel, it's pounded it's meat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
fried.
Thin.
Mm-hmm.
Thin. I'll do a corner of a schnitzel. Oh,
love it.
I
don't know what I'm going to be able to eat. They'll probably have some sausage. I don't know. Maybe some crudité.
You'll have to find out.
That's all right. I'm there for the merriment, not necessarily for the free food.
The merriment. Mm-hmm. I'm here to make merry.
Yeah, I like general merriment. You
general
know?
Merriment.
That's right.
Anybody see the first Chinese artificial intelligence news anchor?
What is that? Like, I don't get it. It's not a robot. It's what?
It's artificial intelligence, and they're going to put this on Chinese television. It speaks English.
But it's graphics, then, yes?
Yeah, but it's going to tell you the news, and, you know, so...
It's freaky, man.
It's just as lifelike as half the people on local TV.
True. But it is freaky.
Xinhua is the Chinese news organization, or one of them, a global news channel, and their AI anchor made its debut.
Hello, everyone. I'm an English artificial intelligence anchor. This is my very first day in Xinhua News Agency. My voice and appearance are modeled on Zhang Zhao, a real anchor with Xinhua. The development of the media industry calls for continuous innovation and deep integration with the international advanced technologies.
Problem is there's no inflection.
I will work tirelessly to keep you informed as texts will be typed into my system, uninterrupted. I look forward to bringing you the brand new news experiences.
The brand new news experiences. Uh-huh. Yeah, but that's only going to get better. This is the future of everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Pretty soon, what's going to be sitting in my chair is going to be the Coxbot 2000 or whatever.
We'll just be floating heads on screens.
That's right. We'll be
We're halfway there with all the Erica drops.
It'll be like the iPad on the Johnny Five. Yeah. What was that in? Modern Family or Arrested Development or something? Where you just go into a room and your face is on the iPad?
Oh, I know they did it on Community and...
They did it on a few things. Yeah. It was hot for one summer.
Mm-hmm. An episode of Bob's Burgers, they had that. Yeah.
So.
I eat my poop.
Yeah. It'll happen when they
breaking
malfunction.
News. I eat my poop.
That was first generation. Yeah. And this is accompanied by an artificial intelligence graphic of a guy who's sitting there talking, and it looks lifelike, but... It's basically kind of combining the deepfake video stuff where you can make anybody look like they're saying anything with this AI.
Ooh, I don't like that at all.
It's pretty creepy.
But it's also a way for media companies, I guarantee, are slobbering over this. They're like,
they want to
save
money.
Of all the people we can fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while Cheeto Jesus is worried about tariffs, they're going to gut the economy. China's like, yeah, we're going to be first on artificial intelligence.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Can we get that to run our country? Like,
yeah, we get an AI president.
That would be pretty legit.
I'd be happy for some intelligence at this point. I don't need artificial intelligence. Give me some natural, actual. It's going to be fun to watch him unravel, boy. Now that the Democrats...
Is it?
Are now that they actually have some... I'm sorry?
He's raveled right now?
Oh, yeah.
That's raveled?
Yes. Oh, it's going to get way worse.
Do you really
worse.
Think so?
Yes. Mm. Now that they can actually do something, this guy couldn't keep it together. He couldn't keep it in his pants when he controlled everything. Now, so I'll play this clip here because I just thought it was funny. But because, like you said, he does those little things in front of reporters as he's walking to the chopper.
Right.
When he's out in the Rose Garden or the lawn or whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are asking him about this guy that he's putting in as acting attorney general, who's a complete and utter Trump toady. Right? He's in there because the guy doesn't think that Trump should be on the hook for anything.
Right.
And that's making a lot of people... So, obviously, reporters are going to ask him about that. Mm-hmm. And one girl, I don't know who she was with, NBC maybe, she's like, you know, are you going to make this... Are you asking this guy to recuse himself? Do you think that he should... Because this would be the guy conceivably in charge of the Mueller investigation.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Do you want them to rein in Robert Mueller?
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
That's our president. That's our president.
He's the I'm rubber, you're glue guy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to get... This guy's not going to know what to do when people are actually trying to, like, hold him to account for things.
Whatever happened to Kuth?
Well, no, I'm not... Again, all those things, those have all sailed. I'm not even calling that out. I'm just saying that to me is funny because there's going to be more of that. Yeah. There's going to be more of that. I don't have an answer for you because my brain doesn't work that way.
Well, it does seem kind of weird that you would get to appoint somebody to be in a position that would be in charge of an investigation about you.
Well, that's the issue, and it's probably unconstitutional and illegal.
Certainly a conflict of interest.
But at
if
this point,
else.
The guy's like, well, I'll put him in there and we'll see what happens. And it's pretty predictable what's going to happen and what is happening. But you're going to see, there's going to be more and more of that. They'll ask him, he did a bonkers press conference the day after the midterms for like 90 minutes. And he's saying, you're stupid, and that's a ridiculous, and you're racist, telling black reporters they're racist for asking him a question about his job, mind you. It wasn't like they were like, do you like black people? Asking him a question about his job that he's supposed to know how to do or even want to do.
Where are these N-word tapes?
That doesn't even matter.
I want to hear it.
That stuff.
Yeah, it's not gonna
change anything.
Even if
they come out, we already have the president on video saying he's going to grab him by the P word.
I didn't say it would make a difference. I said I want to hear it.
What will that do for you? We know he's a douche. We know he's a guy that treats people like that and thinks that way.
Well, who's doing the raping?
Like, I'm sorry, but like...
Well, he wants to hear the tapes.
I don't even hate the Republicans. I don't like Trump as a person. Like, forget all the politics. I just don't like him.
Well...
I'd be happy to see another conservative step in there that knows how to behave like a president.
Paul Ryan was like, I am so glad I'm out of here. Like, he's living his best life right now. And then, like, now that they have Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House... It just, I'm like, wow, I can't wait to see
behind him. But the thing you always hear is Trump's people would follow him into hell and they don't care what he does.
I understand that.
It's not true, though. If this guy got up tomorrow and legitimately pushed for more civility, better social discourse, those people would drop him like a goddamn hot potato.
Yep. Mm.
It's the tail wagging the dog.
Yeah.
They're not going to follow him into anything. If he started to actually try to do the job and be conciliatory across the aisle and really try to look like he was trying to unify people, they would go insane.
Yeah.
People think liberals hate Trump because he beat Hillary. They're like, oh, they're still whining.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
They dislike him because he's flagrantly unfit for the office itself. Mm-hmm. If you put Mitt Romney in there, you'd have a lot of liberals going, oh, okay, I disagree with him, but he's a human being. He has core beliefs.
Yeah.
He's not doesn't just take the shape of whatever you pour into him.
Well, that's how I feel about Bush. I didn't like everything that he did, but I respect him as a president.
I would bring him back in a heartbeat. If they were like,
no,
okay,
let's not get ahead of ourselves. Hey,
if we had a replacement president.
We're still in ridiculous wars that he started.
True. Still.
But Poundcake wants to hear those tapes. You watch that Tom Arnold show.
Oh, God.
Or invite Tom Arnold, this poor guy. He's like, oh, I'm a citizen journalist. I'm like, I am I'm a high Amazonian priestess if you are a citizen journalist, Tom Arnold. And I love Tom Arnold, but come on. Lady. 216-578-1007 or 800-348-1007, 35192 if you want to text. You can go to alancoxshow.com for everything else. Bill Squire's Friday Get Down in about 10 minutes as we still celebrate the 50th anniversary of WMMS, his homage to the late, great Murray Saul, who used to do much longer Friday Get Down.
Do you want me to start doing longer ones? Do 8-9 minute long ones?
Could you do shorter ones?
I could definitely do shorter ones.
I mean, this one's 12 seconds, Bill. Yeah. I mean,
I cut it down to 6.
So who's the guy? You sent me
this is
a commercial that a current Cleveland Brown is doing. I've never heard of him.
What's his name?
His name is Britton Colquitt.
Oh, okay.
And Colquitt. He is the punter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
And we like him. He's good.
Of course. We punt all the time. Mm-hmm. We need a good punter. He gets like, a lot of in-game experience to
right.
punt.
So we played a lot of people know who he is.
We played against the Chiefs on Sunday, and his brother is the punter for the Chiefs.
Oh.
So his brother got to punt. He only got to punt like once the entire game.
Yeah.
Where Britton Colquitt got to punt like 30 or 40 times or something like that.
This guy's getting a lot of practice.
Gets a lot of practice.
Yep.
And because he's one of the better punters in the game,
he is good.
I guess this company reached out and said, hey, do you want to do an endorsement, an influencer campaign?
Yeah, of course.
For
big business.
Solar energy at First Energy Stadium.
Solar energy. This is largely visual.
Got to collect those checks, you know?
Yeah, and if you want to see it, it's on my Twitter, at Bill Squire. I'll retweet it right now, so it's right there at the top of my feed.
And, but the dialogue itself, it's a guy and his kid and the kicker having a conversation.
Oh, that's the solar coach.
The solar coach.
Yeah, that's the solar coach.
Okay, there's
and the kicker and the punter, not the kicker, the punter.
The punter.
Mm-hmm. We don't like our kicker because he misses a lot of field goals and extra points.
But a punter kicks.
Yeah. But they punt.
But he kicks. He doesn't punt with his hands.
But he's not kicking field goals. He's only punting.
He's punting.
But I'm just saying he literally kicks.
He does.
But he punts.
He kicks. He punts with his feet.
And punt this conversation.
I'll just play it here for you.
Hey, guys. Why are you so excited? Hey, by switching to Power Home Solar, I'm saving tons of money.
The guy and his son, I really have to walk people through this. They're doing kind of a swing your arms
dance. They're doing the floss. That's a very popular dance.
Swing your arms dance.
Well, it was a very popular dance about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
now it's officially over.
Mm-hmm.
The floss.
They're bringing it back.
They're doing the floss.
I need to watch along.
Money and the Browns are dancing again.
I'm dancing to all the money I'm going to save this month.
Wow. I want to dance like that. I need to get Power Home Solar now.
So, the kid pays the electric bill in that house because he's dancing to all the money he's going to save that month.
He'll save a lot of money.
That's how I taught my kids to be responsible. I said, all right, you're paying the electric bill this month.
It's never too early to get your kid to be an entrepreneur.
I love Alan. He's doing a swing arm dance, you know?
I don't know what these stupid things are called.
Listen.
How do I know that?
Kid.
It's been memes it's a movement, so many times.
Oh, you know how I love the memes. Mm-hmm. Anywho.
You're on the internet a lot.
They cut to, I guess I'm not following the right people. I didn't know the floss meme.
Everyone's doing it.
Floss for me
Everyone
is how I keep my
it.
Gleaming
yes, right.
white teeth. Later this season is what they cut to back at First Energy Stadium.
Wow, Britton.
And now the punter is doing the floss dance. Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Man, you're getting down like the dog pound.
Coach, Christian, getting Power Home Solar was the best thing I ever did. Watch this.
And now he punts the ball in Technicolor. Does he knock out the lights? Is that what
It doesn't even, oh the lights God. Don't even go out. Because okay. They don't want the lights to go out.
Oh, the dog's talking.
And how and that's,
you save money and help save the planet.
The dog's talking.
You also dance incredibly well and can punt the ball out of the stadium.
With our American-made products, you get a 30-year warranty. And set-
I like
and
that dog.
That's pretty much it. But like, yeah, it takes a point. It goes to a point where there's just a dog sitting in a car. A hot car, probably.
Oh, but the windows roll down. That's how we can hear them.
Okay, mm-hmm. But yeah. Still, you know.
It's Cleveland. It never gets that hot.
But why can't the dog be with them on the field?
They don't allow talking dogs on the football field.
They allow regular dogs, but not talking dogs?
Yes, that's okay. Very much against regulations.
I don't know. You worked the Browns tailgate show, so maybe you were privy to that information. I didn't know that.
You would not believe how many talking dogs I tried to get on that show, and they were like, nope,
no talking dogs.
Do you know what else I like? The Solar Coach, where it says Jason, Solar Coach underneath. It reminds me of like The Bachelor, when they like make up occupations for them. Because
they don't
like,
want to say bartender.
Here's Wendy. She's a mixed drink specialist.
Right.
Here's
Eddie. Cindy. She's a dog walker. What?
Here's Eddie. He's a janitorial engineer.
There was one guy they called a pantrepreneur or panstrepreneur because he like made some kind of he had a pants company. They have all kinds of occupations on there.
Pants company.
Yeah, they called him. It said like Jim, like Jimmy, panstrepreneur.
Right. That's a good word though.
Sure.
I like those portmanteaus people are making up.
I just like on The Bachelor, they just give you a random title for your occupation. Like, they don't even care.
So do you call yourself
free that, spirit?
Well, you're right. That's something that you can put on a reality show. I'm a pantrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm a solar coach.
Yeah.
My name's Jason, and I'm a solar coach.
I can't prove otherwise.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's what we're down to. Can you prove I'm not a solar coach? I go, I can't.
I got a whistle.
You got
and
me.
And a uniform.
You got me. And the sun is out.
Yeah.
Well, it's daytime. Okay, but that doesn't mean anything. Maybe it doesn't mean anything.
The sun's winning.
Maybe.
Well, that's a great commercial regardless.
The sun is undefeated. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And the talking
Poor Cole
dog.
Quit. He just really needs a check.
It's such a silly commercial. And then the dog is just the topper. Just the talking dog for no reason. So
listen,
and that's the kind of way you want to make a commercial like that. Because if you just make a regular, bland commercial, it doesn't go viral, but this thing's getting tons of views because people are like, why are they doing the floss? Why is this kid trying to save money on his power bill?
And if you're an athlete, you don't know how long you're going to be in that town.
No.
Take any local check you can. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah,
that's why favorite daytime bartender was so popular.
And by the way, this may have been his entire idea. Think about that. Yeah. They go, hey, we really like the cut of your jib. We want you. We think you're the right guy to represent our company. What do you see? And he goes, I'll tell you what I see. We're doing a swingy arm dance. Then there's a talking dog.
He's like, I'll only sign on to work with you if you let me do this plot.
That's right. He storyboards it.
Uh-huh.
He goes, people think, he goes, you know what, Solar Coach, thank you so much. People just think I'm a punter. They don't think I can do anything above the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And here I got ideas. I got thoughts. I got a weird name.
I'm a creative guy.
I got thoughts. So he storyboards the whole thing. Multicolor Sharpies.
You got a lot of thoughts.
And then they look at it and they go, all right. He shows them the beginning of it. Then I kick out the lights a la Redford and the Natural.
Didn't even kick out the lights. Just kicked it out of the stadium. But the lights were super bright
because of the solar power.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Kicks it out of the stadium. He goes, great. And then that's the end of it? No. Cut to a talking dog who explains everything for you.
Sitting in a car. A lime green car.
The talking dog that's been waiting in the car the whole time while we just hang out on the field.
Right. That's the genius of it, though. Because the dog would be waiting there. But rather than the dancing guys telling you everything. See, there are different modes of communication, obviously. We all know this. The player, the guy, the kid, they're communicating with their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Through dance. They get back to the dog, you go, oh, he's gonna go rough. Nope, talks right to you.
Surprise.
Gives you the fine print.
Oh my god, if that dog just like turned its head and went surprise mf'er, I would literally die.
That's right. So Colson Bisquick, his whatever, what's his name?
Colson Baker?
No, Britton Colquitt.
Oh, no, you're thinking MGK.
That's
is who
what
you're
you
thinking
confused
of.
Me. I thought you were switching subjects.
No.
Colquitt.
Okay.
Britton Colquitt.
It's not Bisquick. Yeah. Colson Bisquick.
It's not Bisquick Cool
Whip. His name's not Colson.
What's his name?
Britton Colquitt.
Britton Colquitt.
Colquitt.
Britton Colquitt.
cold quit. Cold quit.
So I bet it's that guy's idea. And now I'm going to pay attention to him. Now I know who the guy is.
Yeah.
Now when I'm watching a game on Sunday at the Cox Out party out in Middleburg Heights at the Brew Garden, I'm going to go, go Bisquick!
That's right.
That's going to be me.
You want to be that guy. Can you
get a Bisquick jersey?
Yes. And now I know I'll be the one doing the floss. Mm-hmm. Now that I know that.
Let's see how you do.
Can you do
give us a little preview?
No,
I'm seated.
You got to swing your arm. Well, stand up.
No. It's like you put it like here, then you rotate it up.
Oh, I just saw it. You're not going to outdo that kid.
I just saw that kid do it. Behind one back.
Right. Yeah. That's how the kid's paying the energy bills. He's making money dancing at the sock hops and stuff.
I'm out of breath.
You're out of breath. All right. That's why you shouldn't do that.
She did move her arms four times. Upwards of four times.
Upwards of four. All right, it's Friday. It's 6 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
That means it's time for Bill Squire's Friday Get Down. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Nailed it.
Congratulations. Another Friday. Pound Cake was doing the floss to the Friday Get Down.
Let's see your floss.
That wasn't the floss.
What were you doing?
Can I see you stand up and try the floss?
I only saw you out of my periphery.
I don't know
how to do the floss.
Try it.
Come on.
Is that how they do it?
You gotta go like one hand behind.
He's like shoveling.
You swing your torso through your arms almost, right? Is that what it is?
It's hard to like...
I can't do it.
Look up a video.
It's back behind you, then front.
Yeah, but you know what it is.
I know what it is. I've seen kids do it, but
he can't do it.
I can't coordinate.
Honestly, it's not easy. I mean,
all I see is them jerking their arms around. I'm like,
Erica's face when she does it is fantastic.
You're gonna knock yourself out over there. Yeah. Is she okay? Yeah. She passed out from doing the Dougie or whatever the hell. Yeah.
She's doing the floss.
She
went away from her usual double dong dance and passed out. Right. Yeah. That's her standard.
Well, it's easy.
Well, anyway, I like that guy now.
Yeah. Now you're a fan.
And what's his name?
Kaysine Farquhart. I don't know. What's his name?
Britton
Colquitt.
Mm-hmm. Colquitt.
Colquitt.
All right.
That's a good way to remember it.
Sure. That's what I need. I need a mnemonic device to remind me. So I'm not the guy yelling Bisquick in the bar.
Please yell Bisquick. Cheer for Bisquick at your appearance.
Go Bisquick Cool Whip.
That's right.
Do you ever just like on Sundays at your like little Brew Garden appearances, do you ever just go, sports?
No. I'm all in it.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. I'm cheersing with people and I'm talking to bikers. Oh, it's great. I love Cox Out. It's a lot of fun.
You're dipping wings in beer.
All of it. Oh, yeah. When the quarterback's out there, I go, hey, it's Bill Marfan or whatever his name is. And
what?
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, there you
Bill
go.
Bill Marfan.
Bill Marfan.
Right?
Yeah. Go Bill Marfan.
Yeah, it's Brian Marfan. Whatever. No, I like to play dumb with people.
Go Jarvis Laundry.
Right.
See, I messed it up because I know him
Jarvis
too well.
Laundry. Yeah. I just like to play dumb around people because it's more fun that way.
Yeah.
I go, boy, TJ Ward's really stinking it up today, isn't he?
Do they get mad?
Huh?
Do they get mad or do they know you're goofing?
By that time,
go Denzel Washington.
Right.
Although Ward's out, right?
Aden Dazeem.
Yeah. I go Dez Bryant when I'm watching a Saints game.
Oh, what a bummer for him. Finally gets signed. Tears his Achilles tendon.
First practice. Yep.
Brutal.
Boy, imagine holding off that injury until you get signed. What kind of deal did they sign him to?
Just a 1 year.
I was going to say, that's a major thing. So they signed him to a one-year deal, which is now null and void. They've got to have a way of they don't have to pay him, right? They don't have to pay him for that.
No, it looks like it wasn't as serious, so there's an update.
Oh.
And he did not tear his ACL.
Oh.
He was expected to play Sunday.
Oh.
No, not expected to play. Okay, I don't know. The headline said something different.
Get your sources together, Bill.
I'm trying to.
They caught him flossing in the locker room.
Yeah, he did. Torn Achilles tendon.
Oh.
He's done.
God, imagine that.
But they have insurance, like, but they don't have to pay him. I don't know how that all works, but sucks for him. Look at Pound Cake. He's trying to get it.
Can't get it. I'm like one in front of
I'm
one
sure
behind.
There's a tutorial you can watch online.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it during the show, obviously.
There is a restaurant in Chicago inside the Virgin Hotel. It's called Miss Ricky's. And they have recreated Buddy the Elf's candy and spaghetti maple syrup dessert.
Ooh.
For people who
want. Can you pass maple syrup, please?
I didn't put it. It's spaghetti.
You know what? I think I have something. Yes.
You like sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes! We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Mm-hmm. So they've recreated that at this restaurant with spaghetti and candies and chocolates.
Who's going to try that?
A lot of people. The Elf Spaghetti Sundae is available now through Christmas. So if you're making a trip anytime soon to Chicago, you might want to seek that out. That movie is 15 years old this week.
Wow, that makes me feel old.
Elf.
I can't believe I haven't watched it yet this year.
Yeah, I haven't seen Elf in a long time.
November 9th.
I know. I already put up my Christmas trees. They're flipping the music next week, right?
Here, yeah?
Yeah.
They flipped in Chicago yesterday.
Oh. Little early, dog.
Yeah. November the 8th.
But I love Christmas music. It's so happy.
I want to hear a depressing Christmas song.
I saw an article that said people that start celebrating Christmas earlier
are happier.
Yeah.
Psychologists say that. So I feel good about it.
They're unhappy people.
What?
Okay. No.
That if the sooner you start,
if you're somebody that decorates for Christmas early, you are happier, according to psychologists.
So the earlier you do it, the happier you are. So like if you did in July, you'd be so freaking happy.
They just say people who decorate early are happier. I don't know if they.
How early is early?
Well,
it's
November,
still a vague statement.
Right after Halloween.
Right after Halloween.
I put up my tree the day after Halloween.
Wow.
Huh.
Suck it, everyone. Don't care. My Christmas tree looks beautiful right now.
I believe you. I don't know that anyone was.
I go home and I like sit under the twinkle of the tree and live my best life.
Yeah, no, seriously. That's great. I put up my tree on December the 23rd. That's how I celebrate Bill Squire's Christmas Kwanzaa, I put up my Christmas tree.
Yay.
And then I take it down the 26th.
You do not.
I gotta take my Halloween lights down. Put up my Thanksgiving lights.
You have Thanksgiving lights?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
One in the front, one in the back.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And now I must leave you as the Brady Bunch is on, and I find four of those children incredibly arousing. Get out of here.
Be careful of what you say. Be careful in every way. Be careful of what you do. Big Brother is watching you. Be circumspect and discreet. Stay light on your mental feet. One slip and you know you're through. Big Brother is watching you. Conform with all directives. Remember, obedience pays. And when you watch that TV screen, remember it works both ways. You'll disappear in a wink, unless you can double think. You'll vanish into the blue. Big Brother is watching you.